on Audacity.
It's fun to pretend. Why don't you? Oh, thank God.
You're better you than me. I never would have heard the end of it. I get you. Here's what would have happened. You would have busted my balls for 10 minutes on a show. There would have been a text on the way home and another message as soon as I got up on Facebook. Bloop, what did you do last night?
All
you got to watch that stuff.
All true. But in my defense, I'm fucking doing everything. You can hum all you want, Joe. You know what? We could get your computer up to play a CD. I rather like that tune. You're an asshole. Anyway. But all right, so if you're listening on the download, that was a fucking cold open. No music. We just plug some stuff. Oopsie daisy.
We just show up like a bad house guest. Hi, how you doing?
Pot Almighty good. Turd Pants good. Warden Owl good. Wicked good. Pip out with the shits, not good. And you are caught up.
That's show news. Good evening.
So anyway, so Pip calls me a twist. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I did my comedy shows this week, Joe. Did my stand-up comedy show.
Well, she didn't say you stink.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Sorry.
No, just.
Had to throw it. Oh, come on. Yeah, that's like a line.
That's fine. I have no issue
sure
with
you
it.
You did fine.
You're cute. You know, you're like an ant trying to climb out of a little bottle.
Right.
It's cute. Never happened for you. But anyway. So I realized this during my show. I'm doing a show, and a joke that I actually happened in real life when we were with you. I was in Pennsylvania, about 45 minutes away from Penn State. And remember when we were leaving Cracker Barrel?
Yes.
And
yes.
There was that T-shirt that said, there's no crying in football.
Yeah.
And I turned to you in front of the sales girl and go, well, unless you're 10 and go to Penn State.
Oh, and the saleswoman started laughing her ass off and that got embarrassed. She was laughing her ass off and that got pissed at us.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
Fuck you. You laughed.
Yes. So that has made its way into my act.
Good.
So, usually it's fine. You get like a little ooze, but I handle. But this really upset them. Because they're like 45. They're like, no, Joe Pod didn't know. Wasn't all of Penn State. Blah, 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 blah. Now, a normal comic diffuses and moves on.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that, Joe?
Yes.
That is what we are taught in Comedy 101 Comedy School.
You stuck around and bashed them over the head, huh?
I kind of did. But... But I had like a little core of people that were with me, like, yeah, go for it. I'd be like, ooh, oh, they didn't want to hear it. And I didn't know where I wanted to go with this. It wasn't like I had an end game.
Apparently some people probably wish to hell.
Yeah, well, you're probably right with it. So I'm looking in the background. Now, this is the first comedy show this venue's ever had. Everything's going well up until this point. The first guy did great. I'm closing out the show great. It's fairly early in my act. But,
okay, I was just going to ask you that.
But, I mean, I don't open with this, but it's, you know, within the first 10 or so.
Really?
Yeah, you know, if I'm going to be an asshole, I can't hide it for long.
Yeah, you should wait a little longer to get some character establishment.
My character's established.
Why am I teaching you comedy? Never mind.
I don't know, Joe. I can learn so much from you.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, as I'm going through this process, I see the owner in the back of the room, and he looks mortified.
And you should, because he's writing the check.
But I'm not. I'm not, Joe. Here's it. I don't have my end game planned. I don't know how this is going to turn out.
Right.
But I am enjoying the hate, and I have the supreme confidence in my ability that I can turn this around. And I did. And it went on for a while, and I did.
How long did it take you?
It didn't take me long. No, I was playing with them. Like, I could say something to make them laugh and call them on their bullshit. Right. You know, you call them on the whole bullshit of the thing, like you get pissed at us for talking about it and everything, but meanwhile you're sticking up for a guy who might have turned his head and everything. So, and it was probably about 15 minutes, and I would call back to it throughout the reminding them of bad times. And scold them.
Reminding them of bad times.
Well, yes, when they didn't like me or the fact that they root for this horrible thing.
Let's remind everybody of bad times.
Well, you know, usually.
Having fun? We'll end that.
That's pretty much my. Yeah, Joe. Now, here's the thing. I got them back. I knew what. I get off on this more than just going up there and just doing my jokes and going the easy way and doing my time and getting the laughs. I know how to do a straight set and not encounter any of these potholes or anything.
Right.
It doesn't do it for me anymore.
Really?
I enjoy the hate. Clearly I do this.
Yes.
What do you think? Ta-da!
Ta-da!
What do you think of that, Joe?
I think it's fun if you know your act well enough and you can bring them to a point, and a lot of good comics do this, where you can bring them to a point, an emotional point, and know that you can bring them back.
Now I usually have points in like that where they'll like I'll say something to piss them off, and I know I have something coming right around the corner.
Right. Right. Now that,
this was a different.
That's
you've seen me do that.
Yes.
Now that this was a different scenario. Mm. This was delving deeper into their anger.
Right.
This was not moving on right away.
Right,
this
right.
was calling bullshit of it and everything. It could have gone horribly wrong.
It could have. You're very lucky.
Yeah, but there is a, there is an element of luck to it. I mean, you get the wrong fucking alcoholic show over.
Mm.
But Stan, but does that? But am I twisted because I enjoy the mind game more than the laughter at this point?
No, you're not twisted because you're supposed to go out there and you're supposed to enjoy yourself and be creative. If you're going to stand there and call them off and you're bored, what's the point?
Well, I mean, I can, but I can fake my. I mean, I can fake being entertained by them. But this was genuinely exciting for me, which I don't get from comedy very often.
Well, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. I mean, what's wrong with that? You know,
I
mean,
well,
you're supposed to feel that way. I mean, look, there are nights we go up and you're beat, you're tired, and sometimes you're just going through the motions and stuff like that. And there are times that, you know, you go to the club and you're like, man, I want to do some comedy tonight. And, you know, you have a good time in this night, you know. And also another thing is when you're trying new material, it's always fun to try new material.
But that's what this wasn't even new material.
I know, but in the sense where you were trying something, you're going into the unknown. You're trying new materials. You're trying a bit. It's the same thing. Hopefully it works. If not, it's the fun is trying to get out of it.
It was, I love the mind fuck of it all.
Yeah.
That I love that. And I think that's why I get off with these scammers because they think they're in control,
yeah.
But I'm in control. So I'm one, like, cause here's the thing, Joe. In real life, if you get off on these type of things, you're a psychopath. No, really, really. You know, you try to control, you try to play with people's emotions, you make them feel like shit, and then you play with them any way you want.
That's
you're a
douchebag, too, but yeah, that's the... That's...
But yeah, you're a psycho. And in my life, it's Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, that can't be normal.
Yeah.
Is Pip Helix right? Am I twisted?
Well, people, you know, people say that there's a difference between me on stage and off stage. You know, off stage, I'm very quiet. You know, I'm quiet.
Really?
You know, I have a couple in me, but, you know, I'm quiet. I'm, you know...
I haven't met that Joe Curry.
I try to keep to myself.
How off stage do you have to be?
When I'm off stage, I'm usually a quiet
We've
person.
We've been about 1,200 miles from a stage, and you haven't been quiet yet.
But when I'm on stage, it's a different person. I mean, the stuff I rant about, I mean, some of it's ridiculous.
But do you get off on playing with... Because you don't really do that.
Depends.
We're going to turn you up a little bit or talk a little closer, because I'm looking at the levels, and my level's a lot higher than yours.
Really?
I don't want that to be. So let's turn...
How's that sound?
It's better.
Okay.
Now we can hear Joe loud and clear.
There we go.
So you don't think I'm a psychopath?
No, you're not. No, you're being creative. You're being creative. There's it really is a thin line between creativity and insanity. There really is. I mean, some of the things that you discuss on stage, you do on stage, you know, as a comic, I mean, you know, it's, you know, you got to take risks.
Yeah,
and you gotta have fun. You gotta have fun. Sometimes you gotta challenge yourself.
Now, is that someplace where you want to go with your career? Because you don't really do that. You're not that type. You're pretty much the angry guy on stage, and you're very much patriotic on stage.
Yeah. If I can make a if I can make a point about something and get people on my side, you know.
Yeah, but I mean the issues that you take stands with are generally popular issues. I mean, you don't really have an unpopular stand in
your
act.
Well, if there's something I believe,
the one of my favorite jokes in your act is unpopular, and you don't even do it.
What's that?
You can't beat women because there's laws. I mean, that's one of probably the most unpopular. It's a good joke and it works, but you don't do it because you've gotten some shit for it.
No, that's absolutely not.
I thought you said that's why.
Absolutely not. I don't do that joke because there's a whole segment that I go into about, you know, my wife busting my balls around the house and stuff like that. And I don't do that segment. If I'm doing like 30, I really don't get there. If I'm doing like 45, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
That'll lead in. Now, I get groans and stuff like that, but I have enough confidence in a bit where, you know, I bust balls back and I kind of...
You're also not an asshole like I am. Like, I'll yell at an audience.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a difference.
It is kind of an interesting... thing I'm doing on stage. It's certainly not what I started out intending to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's the self-destructive comic.
But the thing is that you go into the crowd a lot more than I do. I'm not.
I don't even mean to.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a big crowd work type of person.
No.
And it's a scare. And I really can't. You know, I'm not. It's not really my forte.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really an art to do that. So anybody that does, you know, a lot of people go, well, anybody could do crowd work. No, not anybody.
Well,
can do crowd work.
I had one more thing I forgot to do. I had a fan who came out to see both shows, actually.
Yeah.
She actually saw you. Where did she see you? Maybe in State College she saw you.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like you, too. Big comedy fan.
Oh, I think I know where... Dawn. How's she doing?
She's doing great.
Good. So, yes. She's a big comedy fan.
So she came out to both shows, and she's like, you know, I really like when you do crowd work. So I had that in my head. Not that I was going to do crowd work. Yeah. But, you know, when somebody comes out to see you, it's like you kind of want to give them something.
Right. Yeah, that's...
I'm walking off stage on Saturday night. I mean, the weekend was very good, fortunately. Both places, first time doing it. I'm walking off stage, and the guys who works here goes, he's like, can you do an encore? I go, I can, but I'm not going to. You know, I do an hour. See, that's what people don't understand about encores in comedy. You know, or at least at this level of comedy.
Yeah.
We're not like Aerosmith where we got Sweet Emotion and Walk This Way ready to go. We pretty much gave you the jokes we planned on giving you.
Yes. Because, well, you have your finish. You know, you have your big finishing to go out.
I have my finish. I would call it a big finish.
The thing is, you do a song, you could start a song, you know, you do five songs, is another song, and you could just play the song. But a comic goes up, we have an idea, and everything has to flow together.
Yep.
And to go, and you have your plan, you have your master plan on what you want to do. To go back and do something else, what do you do? Where does it start?
I've done a few of them.
Yeah.
But it's not something I relish doing. I mean, if the audience absolutely demands it, you kind of had no choice.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, I mean, now I wind up having a lot more of my reserves because I don't get to everything I want to get to.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, after you do an hour plus, do we really need more of me? I don't think so.
No, even 20 minutes.
As we try to get people to listen to 3 hours, stupid. This is why you don't do promotions. We keep Joe away from sponsors and anybody who has a tie.
Keep me away from England, too.
Yeah, thank you, stupid. Yeah. If anybody's wondering, yeah, smoking hits, no more. That was done. Joe reignited the war of 1812.
Yeah, more like smoldering hits.
All right. I know. I don't care. But please, of stations we can trash, that's just one. We're not going to do that.
They rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, they didn't. Well, you said horrible things to them, and they said horrible things back. And me and the boys from the Rayman and Guy Blow show were just trying to play a game about dicks.
Yeah. You know, not for nothing. You know, it's I had a hand in that, but it's
a hand. It takes more. I think you had more of the body than that in it, my friend. You had the whole torso.
But I know. But you know, we're trying to defuse the situation. And meanwhile, we're doing a thing on cock. So you know.
And it was an international bit.
Maybe it wasn't their cup of tea.
It was an international bit.
Yeah.
Well, here's my concern. Pod Almighty, based out of Canada. Little concern. You might just hear long spaces during the show. That's where Joe has a speaking part in America. But I might just have to go and edit it out for the international broadcast.
I've learned a lesson from last week. I will be as sweet as pie.
Well, I didn't say I want you to do that.
No. And I like Canada.
Okay. They're a big fan of you, too.
I'm sure. It's a very nice place.
Have you ever been?
Yes.
Well, we drove through it.
Yeah, we drove through to get back to New York. No, I've been to Toronto. The band played in Toronto. We were in Cal. You know, it's not together, but we both worked in
right.
Calgary.
Oh, that's okay. That's right. Yeah. I like Canada too. Enough of kissing Canada's ass.
Yeah.
Fuck Canada. There we go. Band.
No, don't listen to what he said. He's being edgy.
I like Canada. All right, Joe. What's going on with you?
Well, let's see. We did get ready for the big Rot Gut gig.
There's a plug.
December
23rd.
Yes, December 23rd at 89 North. But no, the band sounded good.
You're an asshole.
And the band sounded good. And there's a lot of we did the CD and then we did an EP. And I haven't heard the EP in decades.
Now, did you go to the back wall to get the EP, Joe?
No.
Well, don't you know that, like, 1027, we're going to go to the back wall.
The back wall?
Yeah, right. like to get, like, those deep cuts.
Joe?
A deep gut cut.
Deep gut cut. No, we had Joe burn us some CDs of all the stuff off the EP, because the EP was, like, on a cassette and stuff like that. And I forgot how good this is. I'll blow my own horn right now, man.
Nobody else will.
No, believe me. You hear this stuff. Stuff was really good. And there were some demos that we never got to, which really have potential. So...
Well, you know, it's very encouraging that if that whole radio thing doesn't work out for your lead singer, Anthony, you know, you guys got a backup plan. If the lead singer gets tired of the day gig.
It's not really, at the time when Ant went to the radio, this was like the main thing, so we, you know, what to do.
Who knew he'd be good at it?
But, yeah. Well,
Who knew his stances would become so popular?
The whole thing about this is the band, we'll probably play maybe once or twice a year. And that, maybe three times, but that's it, because Anthony, you know, is busy doing his thing. We're all busy doing our stuff. I mean, Joe's got his gigs. He's playing with the 2U band and Almost Journey, mm-hmm. and he's doing his acoustic gigs. Me, I've got our show, our podcast, plus, you know, I got the podcast plus stand-up. you know, I got my stand-up schedule. Freddie, you know, he's got his kids and stuff like that, and our guitar player's got his own thing. So, you know, but it's fun to we rediscovered how much fun it was to do the band, but we don't want to abuse it either.
Right,
know? It's going to be once a while. You know, maybe I'll get called back to McClinton, you know, when we got that. But well, that remains to be seen. But for the time being, we're all having a very good time with it and stuff like that.
Well, that's cool. I just got an email from Raymond from the Rayman and Guy Blow show.
Yeah.
It's like he just gave me like the number if we want to call in. Okay. And everything. I want to do that. I don't know if we're going to do it tonight just because there's some technology I need
but
to handle.
Those guys rule. Man.
Definitely recommend you guys check out the Rayman and Guy Blow show. Mm. Anything else going on, Joe?
Did some Santa Claus stuff.
Any? I don't want to hear how you got tipped and it went well. I only want a horror story.
Okay, well, the last gig that night was actually the case.
Oh, you have a horrible Santa Claus story.
Well, yeah, I had one. I was doing a show over in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Wait, what do you mean doing a show?
I was doing Newark, a Santa Claus show.
That's not really a show.
Yes, it is.
You're a drunk in a costume.
I know. I'm a sober in a costume.
It's not really a show.
It's a show. I read a story. I sing
Christmas
carols.
So the fact that you have like third grade knowledge.
I dance.
I dance?
Yeah.
Oh, we need video footage of this.
Well, I'll be working in Warwick next week, so you might be getting
I won't
treatment.
Be here.
Oh, lucky. Thank you, Lord.
Well, how does Santa Claus dance?
All right. I go in, I do my little tap dance to Santa Claus is coming.
You
to
tap
town.
Dance?
I've never seen
a Kong tap
well,
dance.
It's you know, me entertaining children tap dancing. It's not like, you know, Fosse. Fosse more Fosse. You know, but it was it's interesting. So I did this restaurant in Newark, New Jersey.
Sounds like your people.
Yeah. Well, so I get there, and there's a nice enough guy, but I have to go up to
Santa, can you get me some chicken, motherfucker? Yeah.
No, it was a white neighborhood.
It was in Newark?
Yeah.
Really?
Sorry. Right on the other side of
Thank you, Howard Stern. Who are you to burp at the audience?
I just drank some soda.
You're a zilch. Oh, yeah. You're disgusting.
But no, it was on the south of the airport. South of the airport.
South of the airport. The good say south of the by Irvington. No, south of the airport.
South of the airport.
Okay. Did you need it? Were there turrets on the roof? No, south of the airport.
South of the airport.
Where Cory Booker hangs out.
Right. So I get there and I meet the guy in the main floor of the restaurant. The party's upstairs. So he's like, Santa Claus, could you fill your toys? You know, this bag with your toys. And I put all the toys.
Vibrators, dildos.
Yeah. Well, I put all my toys in this bag. And then I have my bag with my other stuff, and I have my boombox, and I'm carrying both bags and my boombox. And the guy goes, "Hey Santa, can you ring your bell as you're coming upstairs?" And I'm like, "How? Where am I going to put a bell? Should I shove the bell in my ass and just shake it as I come up the stairs? Stupid! Do you really see a bell?"
You didn't call him stupid.
I didn't call him stupid. I'm saying it to myself. You know,
So why did he want the bell? Make it more authentic?
Make it more authentic.
Or just so like people knew you were coming, like a kitty cat.
I guess maybe I'm coming, but I didn't bring the bell. I left the bell in the car because how the hell am I going to carry toys, another bag, a boombox?
Well, make another trip.
I can't come up and I'm not the UPS guy. I'm
no, you're not a Santa who gives a shit. You're not a Santa who gives a shit.
I do give a shit.
Not enough to get the bell.
But how am I going to ring
the
bell?
He paid for the bell.
How am I going to ring? He also paid for me to come upstairs and bring my stuff and carry his stuff for the toys and to bring my boombox to enter the.
Now, why couldn't he carry something?
He did, but there was a lot of stuff.
So why couldn't you like just leave it in?
I don't like the problem is I don't like people grabbing my shit because the thing is that they put it where I need the stuff in certain spots. And you have these guys, they put shit all the way, you know, over in the side and stuff like that, and you can't get to it, and it's like
I don't understand this. Santa Claus slides down a fucking sleigh, rides on a sleigh, one fucking bag, comes down a chimney and everything's fine, and you walk a flight of stairs and it's a big issue.
That's on Christmas Eve.
Is that where
believe me,
do you have special powers
I'm gonna need them. Don't forget the band is playing the night before. I am getting home at 3:30 in the morning. I've got Santa gigs starting at 10 o'clock the next day, and I'm going.
That's gotta be big money.
I'm going. Yeah, it's decent, but I'll be going from 10 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night. I am. And Joanne is like, what are we doing for Christmas? I'm like, sleeping.
What are we doing? Shut up, stupid. Move the ham over.
Oh, and then Joanne goes, can we go to my sister's in Jersey? I go, no, we're not going to Jersey.
Wait, you're not going to let her hang out with her sister?
She can go. I'm not going to Jersey. I'm not driving. Dude, I have to drive in traffic here. I got to drive in
traffic. If Anthony had a Christmas compound party, you'd drag your carcass over there.
Well, that's not in Jersey.
I don't know. It's your wife. Make her happy. It's her family.
Really?
Yeah.
Then you could drive it to Jersey.
Well, no, I'm not. I don't want to drive it to Jersey because I got to go to
Long
Island.
I don't either, so we're even.
I didn't marry her. All right, so go on. So already you're disappointing the client. No bell.
I am not disappointed. Given the situation, there's no bell. But you could see I'm carrying 9,000 things where I'm going to shake a bell.
Can't you put it like on a shoelace or something?
No.
So there's no bell.
Yeah.
Is that the whole fucking story?
Oh yeah.
That was the whole horrible story.
Yeah. Plus when you got it.
Did he bitch?
No.
That's not a horrible story.
It's something that aggravated me.
A fucking butterfly aggravates you.
I know. I'm sorry, the story wasn't good enough.
Me too.
You want me to throw somebody down a fucking stairs next time?
That would have been a hell of a story. Yes, could you? Oh. I mean, in the past, we've had like horrible stories where you're getting changed and the cops are catching you behind the elementary school.
We just got to, believe me, they're lurking out there. I have to do, the one I got to do on Christmas morning.
Christmas morning?
Not Christmas morning, I'm sorry. She actually asked if I want to work on Christmas. I'm not working on Christmas. Santa.
No, Santa gets off.
That's right. Christmas Eve. I think it's going to be my first one. And she goes, this client is going to be, he is a client that we've had for years. My other Santa can do it. You're one of my favorite Santas. He wants a magical Christmas morning. I told him, you're going to be the guy to do it. Really, lady? I'm going to be hung over with 2 hours of sleep, clanging on a fucking door at 10 o'clock in the morning. This is going to be magical, all right? I can watch Santa slump over his fucking Night Before Christmas book. And then I'm doing one, actually that morning too, I'm doing one at a company over in Piscataway, something like that. I did it last year.
Mm-hmm.
Hot chicks.
Yeah, you think Santa's going to get laid, do you?
Well, no, but it's nice when they sit on your
lap.
Who
wants to plow Santa on the sleigh?
It's nice when you get, it's nice when you get girls to sit on your lap.
I guess.
And they hug you.
I sure. You're Santa. They're not hugging, because you're Santa, they're not hugging you.
Give a shit.
Oh, right, you're a pervert.
They're on my lap and they're hugging me.
They're on Santa's lap. They don't know what's underneath Santa. They don't know.
Fucking Easter bunny.
They don't know that. Well, you know what? You might if your quote unquote agent gets you more work. Yeah, the people are sitting on Santa's lap. They don't know the lech and the horrible human being that's underneath that Santa outfit. They got no idea what lap they're crawling into.
I had a buddy of mine who was the Easter Bunny, and he was being...
Was he?
Yeah.
Can I borrow the tooth fairy? My kid's losing teeth like a mother.
He was doing the Easter Bunny at this bank. And people go, don't talk to people about any bank stuff. Really? Who goes to the Easter Bunny for a loan?
Well, you know, the banks aren't as safe as they used to be. Maybe you talk to the Easter Bunny. Hey, I see you do a good job of hiding the eggs. Where can I hide $200,000?
How's rates doing? You know?
Yeah, you could talk to the Easter Bunny. Yeah, you color your quarters, color your eggs. Yeah. There's options. Sure, why not? I hear chocolate bunnies are going to really go up in 2013.
Yes.
Well, we're talking about this whole Christmassy time of the year, Joe. Mm-hmm. Big thing for people who work in offices. They look forward to the Christmas office party. Or they don't look forward to it at all. Well, here's the thing, though. There's studies that say that there's been a big decline.
Yes, absolutely.
But here's what I say. I've noticed a decline since September 11th. That's when it really took a nosedive.
Slowly. Not really a nosedive from September
11th. It's been the year since then. I remember talking to people who used to hire me back then in 2001.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really slow. I mean, it's just getting worse every year, in my opinion.
It is. A lot of companies don't have money to go out to a restaurant.
I blame Obama.
Well, my place, we used to go out to a restaurant. And, it's a good time and stuff like that. Now we don't do the restaurant thing anymore. They do have the party, but we have it at the company. We have a training room. Yeah, well, we have a training room. Because we sell all, wall-hung boilers and stuff like that, and we have all plumbers coming.
That sounds festive.
Well, they decorate the training room.
Put some tinsel on the boiler, you asshole.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, that is the most depressing Christmas party ever. The only thing worse than that is like a prison Christmas party.
Well, sometimes at the Christmas party, it's like I would, a lot of people to give out awards for being there like 20 years and stuff like that. And,
sure.
And I'm like, God, if I ever got my 20-year award, I look like our Bud Dwyer.
Who's that?
He's the mayor that pulled the gun and shot himself. You never saw that?
No, I didn't see that. That does not look very cheery at all.
Really?
Really?
Really. Right. But, I'm missing the party this year anyway.
Because you're working.
Oh, yeah. Because I gotta go.
Do you usually look forward to these office parties?
I look forward to the food.
There's a buffet?
Yeah. That's fun.
You take the missus?
No, there's no spouses.
I hate that. I think that's the cheapest shit. That's the cheapest shit.
Not really.
No, yeah, it is.
Yeah, no, it's not, because it's boring for the spouse. If you really don't know people going there, it's boring for the spouse because they really don't know anybody. It depends on the situation. Now, if you're going to, let's say we're going to have it at a banquet hall. All right, you're having it at a banquet hall, mm-hmm. and it's going to be dancing and a DJ. That's something you would want to bring your spouse.
Yeah, you make it nice.
But believe me, my wife is not planning her year around going to the training room. You know?
Well, no. I mean, that's just awful.
And it depends. Now, I used to work for a furniture company, a very high-end furniture company, mm-hmm. That had a nice Christmas party. You know, they took you out on the yacht on the East River and stuff like that. And my department didn't go. We could give a shit less.
The whole department?
The whole department. So we didn't
screw
go.
Screw you guys.
It was working at dispatch. We could be bought. You know, because we wanted a raise. Give us a Christmas bonus.
Well, that's what they do. They just, I don't like when they do that in lieu of the bonus. Not that I've – I don't think I've ever – been to my own Christmas party. I've gone with my wife like once, right. But it's like whatever company I worked for didn't do Christmas parties,
right?
Because I think most of them were owned by Jews. But
mine's owned by Jews. They're doing a Christmas party.
Yeah, I know. But I think you should. I think you should have a day. I mean, my wife's company got rid of it when the new corporate ownership took over. It used to be like family run,
yeah.
And then like you know they did one of these Mitt Romney things,
yeah.
Where like the corporate raiders come in and everything, and that's who owns it now. Christmas parties went away right away.
But the thing is, it is a morale thing. I mean, if I wasn't working, I would be there.
Sure.
You know, it is a morale thing. And sometimes, but it is political because basically they're having it on Thursday and some people can't go because Thursday is a bad night for people and stuff
like
that.
Why don't they have it on Friday?
Because people have stuff to do on Friday.
My wife got so fucked up at one of her Christmas parties, and, like on Jack Daniel's, she had to get like a room, a hotel room.
Really?
Yeah. That's all. I wasn't
Your
there.
Wife?
Yeah, my wife.
Just while you were dating her?
I think we were married.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know she was a drinker.
More than I. Well, you know, here's the thing about me and my wife. If we, on the rare times we ever try to drink together,
yeah.
We can't. Because she wins and gets fucked up first. So I have to stop.
Okay. Gotta watch her.
Yeah, you gotta watch your wife.
Yeah.
You don't want them hanging out behind the boiler.
Oh, well, Joanne drinks, like we're going over aunts for New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And Joanne will drink again and fall asleep.
Not working New Year's?
No. And if I get an offer, I'm just going to decline. Dude, I got to rest.
Okay.
I need to kick back.
All right.
But last year, she fell asleep. We did a compound show. We did a,
I know. I saw.
We did the, and Joanne fell asleep. She fell asleep. And she opens her mouth like a trout. And we filled
that's a horrible thing to say about your wife.
She looks like a trout when she sleeps. She always opens her mouth. And I'm like, close your mouth. You look like a trout.
You're terrible.
I'm not terrible. It's like sometimes you drive around, she falls asleep like driving around with Karen Ann Quinlan.
What? Who are these references?
It was an old reference.
God, you, without Pip Helix, I don't know who you're playing this to. You think the people who are listening on the radio or on StickCam know these fucking references?
Well, then look it up on Twitter. Look it up on
look
Google.
It up.
Google it.
That's what they'll do.
Google it. Yeah, sure.
Were you ever afraid of doing something stupid at the office party?
No, because I don't drink at the office party.
You don't drink at the a
no.
booze hound like you?
No. No, there are certain.
You're not as dumb as you look.
No, I don't drink. No, because I don't. When I drink, I get very self-conscious if I'm in a situation that I'm not used to. If I go to with my fam, if I go visit my family, mm-hmm. I don't drink. Some guys drink. I don't drink. If I go to a business dinner, I don't drink. If I go to an office party, I don't drink because I get very self-conscious and I want to be in control and I don't want to, you know, make an issue. If I'm around friends and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I will drink my balls off. But I'm with friends, you know, so it's cool. So I don't really drink around family. I don't drink around business associates. Comics, yes, I do.
You drink like there's no tomorrow.
Huh?
Are you online?
Yeah.
I just realized we didn't check our own chat room. Yeah. So I'm so disorganized without Pip Helix. So have you ever done anything stupid at an office party?
No.
No?
No.
What's the stupidest thing you ever saw done?
One of the stupidest things that I've ever seen done, and it kind of ruined everything.
Ruined everything?
Well, I'll tell you why. I worked in the fence business
years
ago, and we had one of our parties at the fence place, and we all drank to oblivion. And
mm-hmm.
I think we went out to a bar, something like that, afterwards. And a guy I worked with got fucked up and totaled his car and was like, screwed up for about 6 months.
Well, good thing he wasn't a Dallas Cowboy; he'd be dead.
Yeah, and my boss affected my boss.
What do you mean affected your boss?
Well, he was bummed out. You know, I'm thank God he didn't get sued or something like that. You know, if it was today, he probably could have been sued.
Right.
But he was just bummed out that the guy went out and one of our parties and he got screwed up. And we used to drink like mental patients at that place. I mean, on a, you know, we got done on a Saturday afternoon, we would just drink our asses off. But he really got hammered. He went out and he drove, and he wound up slamming into a tree. And he was in the hospital for about 3 months.
I shouldn't
months.
Have laughed at that. That just sounded funny.
Well, he was an asshole, too.
Oh, right, then fuck him.
Another story about that guy. He broke up. He was dating this girl, breaks up with this girl. And he's driving by her house and sees a car in front of the girl's house, thinks it's some guy.
Uh-huh.
And while he's looking at the car to see about the car, he's not looking where he's going, and he hit a tree. Total asshole, this guy.
So one of the big traditions, I bet Pip would have had a bunch of good stories. I'm glad she's sick and couldn't add anything to their show. I don't have Christmas stories.
Because you're Jewish.
No, because I just didn't work at companies that do that. I feel like I missed something. You know what I missed out on? Secret Santa.
You didn't miss. Secret Santa sucks.
Secret Santa sucks. Try saying that 10 times.
Secret Santa sucks. Secret Santa sucks. Yeah, right.
Secret Santa sucks. Secret Santa sucks.
Secret Santa sucks because the thing is, you got to try to buy a gift for somebody and you hope they like it. And when
you don't know. You don't have to buy a gift for somebody. You're buying a gift for anybody.
Anybody. But you know what gift is yours.
Have you ever been part of a Secret Santa?
I was part of a Secret Santa, and I bought this guy that I worked with. I think it was something for the car. All right? Not realizing the guy doesn't own a car. So it's like I watched him pull the gift out and go, what the fuck?
Wait, what'd you fucking buy him? What'd you buy him, like an air freshener?
Something to put in the glove box. Something like, I don't know, some tchotchke.
Well, but he probably knows somebody with a car. He can probably regift it.
I guess, but it's a secret. I just don't like the secret. I don't get involved with that anymore. I really don't.
Does your office have a Secret Santa?
They used to.
They did away with that too?
Yeah, they said the hell with it. Yeah, because I think it sucked.
What's the best thing you ever got?
Oh, shit. I don't even remember.
What's the worst thing you ever got?
I don't.
You had to get something shitty.
I'm sure I did. Oh, shit. I think gloves or something.
Were they Isotoner? Maybe you were one of Dan Marino's offensive linemen.
No, but I knew the guy that used to sell the Isotoner gloves in the area.
So were they Isotoners or no?
They weren't Isotoners.
They were mittens.
But
with
no,
Snoopy.
I don't like the Secret Santa. It's not like I'm a social. Well, I am.
Yeah, but I guess the advantage of the Secret Santa is that you only have to get one present then.
You only have to get one present, but you try to buy it from somebody. You hope they like it.
Couldn't you just go at this point like a $20 Walmart gift card?
Yeah, gift cards. You can't lose with gift cards.
So then it's not that hard.
Yeah. I'm not really good. It's funny with presents. I don't celebrate Christmas. I do not celebrate Christmas.
You don't celebrate Christmas.
I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't put up a tree. I don't do anything. I tell my wife, I'll give you $50 and we call it a day. I don't exchange cards. I haven't celebrated a Christmas in about 30 years.
You're just a delightful human being.
Yeah, but I just can't be bothered with it. I really can't. I mean, it's a good way to make money, but I just can't, you know, I just can't bother with it.
Heather is listening. Heather from Naughty Bits.
Yeah.
So she just put, I put it in the chat room on Levy Land.
Yeah.
On the chat room. I go, are there any horrible office party stories? Heather goes, Dave banged his ex in the parking lot at an office Xmas party once. I don't think that's a horrible.
Well, for Heather knowing it, for Dave, it's a win.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess, yeah, but it's not Heather's awful experience.
Yeah.
Maybe it might be the ex's awful experience, or
yeah, right.
I mean, or if she was like really ugly, maybe it was an awful experience. But I mean, I think banging somebody, as long as it's not somebody who's going to get you fired,
yeah.
I think that's everybody's hope.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that's why we're not having all these office parties now, because people are afraid they're going to do something stupid.
Probably that. Probably the employees are worried about that. But we used
that's what I'm talking about.
But we
Joe.
Used to go out to a you know we used to go out to a restaurant and and have a good time there. I remember one time I was there when they found out I did comedy, I had to go up and do 5 minutes.
Well, that was the last time that happened. I've actually done a lot of office parties as a comedian.
Really?
Sucks.
It does.
I mean, they can be good. They can be awful, too, because here's the problem. When you're performing as a comedian or an office party, the people are looking in two areas. The people are looking at the boss.
Yeah.
Is the boss laughing? Or human resources? That's where they're looking. If human resources is laughing, chances are it's going well.
Yeah.
If you're doing well and all of a sudden human resources has a puss on their face, everybody has a puss on their face.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but this is a busy time for comics, usually.
Yeah.
Used to be.
Yeah.
But
me, December is for the past 4 years now, I just do Santa stuff. I have a gig at the end of the month right before New Year's, but, you know, that's pretty much, I'm doing all all Santa stuff like that. But, yeah, you know, Christmas party is it's always an issue. It's always a political thing.
political.
Political, you know, office politics. Why are they having it on this night? Why are they there? Why are we there? Why are we having it here again? You know, it's oh, every place I've ever worked, it's always been that way.
I kind of busted your balls about not doing Christmas. Mm-hmm. But this year, really not doing Hanukkah. I mean, we got stuff for my kids.
Right.
Like, Hanukkah just snuck up on me like those Jewish holidays will.
Is it? It's early this year.
It's early. Get this. You know how early it is next year? It's in fucking July. It's a fourth. We're going to have 8 little fucking bottle rockets to shut up. Right. That's an exaggeration. Actually, Hanukkah starts the day before Thanksgiving next year.
Are you kidding?
That was my response.
What the? How, why?
Exactly. Because the Jews, we can't fucking stick with the schedule.
You're usually copycatting us.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
We were first, stupid.
Well.
The Maccabees were before Christ, you moron. Yes.
Don't bring the Irish into this.
not the Maccabees. You're an asshole. That's funny. I don't even know what to say about that. I've never heard anybody don't bring the Irish into it. No, but the Jews go by the Jewish calendar.
Right.
And so, but before Thanksgiving, that stinks. Mm. I made latkes, though, the
before
other night.
Before Thanksgiving?
Yes, Joe.
No, I don't.
We're going to have latkes and turkey.
But
here's what really sucks.
Has it ever been that way before? Has it ever
not that I recall. Here's what really sucks.
Right.
I think we're going to have to delay Hanukkah by one night because you got to wait till Black Friday. You know, we can't get the gifts cheap.
That is a consideration.
It's certainly
you guys haven't moved it.
I don't have that type of control.
But tell
no, we'll get, my, we'll get we'll get it'll be fine.
Wow, yeah. That's really early.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize how because Hanukkah started. I'm like, wow, they got the menorah up and everything. I didn't realize that.
It snuck up on me. I didn't get anything from my wife, for my parents, for my in-laws.
Really,
nothing. Just
I haven't. My schedule is so tight. You know what? It didn't dawn on me till this morning that the sun hasn't come out for 3 days.
I didn't notice either.
I try to go. When was the last time I saw this? 3 days. I haven't even noticed it's been like.
You're losing your tan. Yeah. You might have to GTL, Joe. Of course, he doesn't really go to the gym. He doesn't really tan, and he really doesn't do his laundry.
I do my laundry.
Okay.
I do my laundry.
One out of three ain't bad.
I go to the gym. I gotta get it to the gym.
I haven't been to the gym in like 2 months. There's always an excuse not to go to the gym.
I was at the gym kind of steady last month. And I actually got to try to get there in the next couple of weeks because I got to build up some stamina for the show.
No, you're Santa Claus. Now's when you put on your weight.
Yeah.
You know, make it more authentic.
Yeah.
Nobody loves a Santa Claus more than when he has cardiac arrest climbing up the second flight of stairs.
And no bell.
And no bell. Well, the bell would have just weighed you down. He's dead and he has no bell. This stinks. We're writing the agency. They're like clear. Jones on the phone. Joe, why didn't you bring the bell? Joe, I can't hear you.
There's no excuse. No excuse.
It's in the contract, Joe.
No excuse. Could you do a fifth party at 7:30?
Oh, man, you must be getting good money.
It is good. Let me tell you something. You and Anthony laugh at me.
Well. It's not just a Santa Claus.
And I'll tell you this, man. I cleared over 200 on Saturday night.
Here's the difference. Let me tell you the difference between us all.
Yeah.
Anthony can laugh at you because he doesn't need to do that shit.
Yeah.
I laugh at you because I won't do that shit.
Yeah.
She asked me to do it at one point, and I was like, no, because I know me. I know I don't have the patience. I don't have the patience for other people's kids climbing on me. Now, when you bring up the hot girls, well, that's kind of interesting too.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm sure those gigs are too few and far between. I'm going to have some 300-pound truck driver who wants to sit on my lap, who fucking smells like a skull all in my face, soiling my white beard. I don't need that,
Joe. Well, I had that. I had the last party I did. They're nice people, but they had a relative there, lesbian woman and her girlfriend, and she jumps on my lap. Hi, Santa. How are you breathing Marlboro breath into me?
Ugh.
I'm like, oh, God.
Ugh. Here's the rule on lesbianism. We have no issue with it. But the problem is, you need to be hot. Otherwise, it does nothing for us. Because you're not going to fuck us, and you're not good to look at.
Well, she sits on my lap. Hi, Sam. This is my girlfriend. Yeah, no shit. You know.
Do you agree with me on lesbians?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so that's the rule.
Yeah,
that's the Davin's Den-demandment.
Yes.
Demandment. Yes. If you're going to be a lesbian, you either need to be hot or be willing to fuck a guy once in a while. Those are the rules.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Rules is rules.
Rules is rules, kids.
Rules
Sorry.
Is rules.
So, well, you know, we were talking about the Secret Santa stuff before, and sometimes people get horrible gifts, Joe.
Absolutely.
Horrible gifts. There is a product that just came out on the market, which I think would be categorized as one of these horrible gifts, my friends. The Pizza Hut perfume.
Yes.
That's right. Pizza Hut came out with their own perfume, which smells like fresh dough. and season. Here's the problem. First of all, that's Pizza Hut, though. So, yuck. Nobody. I mean, people who live in the Northeast where we do, nobody goes to Pizza Hut.
No.
Or Domino's. You're going to you go into Sal's or Ray's or whatever.
I used to go to Pizza Hut years ago because they do have other stuff there that that was good. You know, like their,
what?
Well, I remember the ziti and stuff like that.
No, what are you? You might go to the Olive Garden if you're going to fucking screw around.
It was a long time ago.
Oh my god!
Taste buds.
Well, now when you travel, you go to a Pizza Hut or something. I've been to a Pizza Hut when I travel,
right?
But when we live where we live in New York, New Jersey, there's no reason.
Well, not only that, I don't know anybody who would go to an Olive Garden in this area, in the New York metro area. You have some of the finest restaurants in the country.
It's cheap, and they make up Italian food.
But what, you could, there's other Italian. You could go get the real deal down the road.
Because if you go to the Olive Garden, you might not be fucking in the middle of crossfire between the cops and the wise guys.
Yeah.
No wise guys are hanging out in the back of the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Olive Garden isn't closed at 12 p.m. because there's a meeting.
Yeah.
Olive Garden is always open, Joe. That's why you go to the Olive Garden when gunshots aren't part of your daily ritual.
But still, in New York, right in Times Square, they have an Olive Garden. Now, if you're visiting New York City...
Because you don't know!
If you're coming to New York, you should know enough about New York where you're going to go down to Mulberry Street.
They don't know.
Italy. Yes, you do. If you're going
Sometimes people like a taste of home.
I guess. But, I mean, if I'm going to get Italian food and I'm visiting...
Do you go to Denny's?
Depends where.
No, like locally.
Locally, no.
No, neither would I locally because we got some of the finest diners.
Yeah. I don't even know why they're opening a Denny's on the island. I mean, we got some of the best diners in the country, and I don't know why they're opening a Denny's.
What do you think though of a perfume that smells like pizza? Let's analyze this.
You gotta like fucking pizza.
It makes me hungry.
I know. How would you want to wear that all day long? You'd be starved.
Well, I think if the girl wears it, I'd want to eat her.
Mm.
I think, and if you're a guy and she's a big girl, you can put that on your junk.
Right. Right. Oh, she might bite it off.
That's true. Pepperoni. You might lose your pepperoni.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah. If a chick wore that, oh god. Yeah.
Do you think if you were wearing a little Pizza Hut perfume, you would get the ladies?
Depends how hungry you keep them.
You know, no, I mean hungry. Random chicks like Axe body spray allegedly does.
Really? No, they wouldn't.
No.
Or as it's called in the community, Ask body spray.
I'll tell you what though, I like the moxie that TGI Fridays had.
Really?
I like the chutzpah, if you will,
right,
to come up with this product. So I thought, you know what? Maybe they're onto something.
TGI Fridays or Pizza Hut?
I meant pizza. I'm sorry. I came up my own for TGI Fridays.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, I came up with a couple myself because I'm like, you know what? I like this.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut's onto something. So here's my TGI Fridays one. TGI Fridays Pop Hers. That's the name of it. Modeled after the popular jalapeno popper, this fragrance is designed to close the deal so you pop hers. It features a hint of breading, a little oil for the slick guy you are, extra jalapeno extract because you are so muy caliente, and just the right amount of self-hate to convince her that that date night at TGI Fridays is the best that she deserves.
I got the Big Mac, 2 all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, all a little bitty spray.
I'd eat that. Mm-hmm. Clog your arteries. The Kentucky Fried Chicken $5 Box Bang. Modeled after the KFC $5 box, this perfume is designed for the ladies. Ladies, you know you want your box filled with delicious, juicy dark meat. But sometimes you need a little help to get your biscuit buttered and covered with gravy. The Kentucky Fried Chicken $5 Box Bang features all the Colonel's secret spices, plus some chicken fat, chicken skin, ground chicken bone, and most importantly, chicken beaks. Mm-hmm. Put this alluring perfume on and just try to keep the dark meat out of your box bang.
Yeah. Get P.F. Chang's Wonton Passion. 30 minutes after you spray it on, you'll want more.
No, there you go.
There you go.
There's other things that you can give, maybe more practical than colognes and perfumes.
Mm. I got one more.
You got one more?
I most certainly
do. You worked overtime.
Yeah. The White Castle. Scent of onions and beef that'll tease your nose and bomb your belly.
Who would want that?
Not that. No. I hate White Castle. You don't have White Castle? I can't stand White Castle.
That's really odd that an alcoholic like you wouldn't like alcohol.
I can't. I've only had White Castle.
Maybe it's more of a pothead thing.
I had White Castle twice.
I think we had it together once in Georgia.
Really? No.
I think we did.
No.
I think that's all that was open after we did the gig at the Loft.
You know what? That's White Castle. Yeah, we did.
I remember our moments together,
yes,
Joe.
Yes.
When we dined together, I don't forget.
Yes, that was, three times then. Three times.
Aw, three times a charm. Yeah, these people who love White Castle,
oof.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I'm not a big fan.
It's all, the food is. The funny thing is, you go to White Castle because that's the only thing around. That's the only time I've went one time after a concert because I was in my buddy's van and everybody was going there. I went another time when I came back home. I got home at 4:30, like about 4 o'clock in the morning for Toronto. Mm-hmm. Only thing open. I hadn't had anything since we left to Toronto,
And I went when we were working over in Columbus, Georgia, because that was the only thing that was open after the gig.
Yeah.
It was across the street from the hotel.
That was dangerous, though. That's fucking scary.
Well, I think it was bullshit with some guy. Like, don't talk to fucking nobody.
Is that what I said?
He's like, don't talk to anybody.
No.
Shut your face. Get back to the room.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Also, Little Caesars.
Little Caesars?
Pizza. Yeah, they're pretty fucking scary late at night, too.
Really?
Yeah. You don't, because it's like $5 pizza. They got the double sided glass, like the bulletproof glass.
Oh, yeah.
It's never been a safe experience when I've gone to Little Caesars. Is that what it is? Little Caesars, yeah?
Little Caesars?
The pizza one, the $5
pizza. That's Little Caesars, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have one on the island. I don't see one on the island.
Because there's real pizza places.
That's true.
There's no reason.
That's true. Yeah, pizzas. New York's got the best pizza. You really do. I mean,
Jersey's got good pizza.
Jersey's got.
But it's not universal. Here's the thing, though. Really, when you go to New York and New Jersey, it's not really Italians always making. A lot of time, you get Mexicans, Portuguese. You're getting somebody dark.
Yeah.
With black hair.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily an Italian.
But how good is pizza? I'll tell you. When I
I don't know, Joe. How good is pizza?
I'll tell you. There's a place in Huntington called Vincent's.
Mm-hmm.
It's legendary. And I was FH Riley hanging out, and I got out of there. I was one of the last people to leave. And I was talking to a friend for a little bit, and then I went down to Little Vincent's and got three slices. And I went back to the house, and I was like, oh, yeah, good stuff.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Well, that was one Secret Santa gift you could do, the pizza perfume.
Mm.
The pizza perfume. There's other things you can get somebody.
Right.
Maybe a little too personal, but there is a product called the C-String.
Right.
The C-String is for the ladies. If you're basically it covers your covers the cho-cha and basically the nipples. Now, the interesting thing about the C-String, though, it doesn't have any of those annoying threads that go around your hip.
How does the thing stand on there?
I don't know. Duct tape?
I guess.
A stinky pooch. I don't know. I wish I had a picture of it. But it basically cups the crotch.
Yeah.
I've never seen one of them.
Yeah.
Have you?
No.
Would you want a lady of yours to wear that?
I guess.
You'd want her to wear that?
I don't know.
You know how hot you got to be to pull that off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can't be some, you know, you can't wear that with mom jeans. I mean, you know.
Oh, God. Really, you know, could, I mean, underneath.
What's the point?
You could underneath.
Oh, but there's some girlfriend. A girlfriend got me to try the C-String last year. Why am I reading it like a woman?
I don't, because you're a bitch.
First, I wore it just around our house. Then under my jeans when going out. I'm getting a rod. It's quite comfortable. And I'd say more so than my thongs when I'm sitting through hours of long, boring college lectures. In fact, you can easily forget even you have it on. The real test was a month later at the beach on a vacation overseas. I admit at first it was dreadfully insecure.
Slow down, Joe. If you're going to read it, slow down. It's not a race. Enjoy the C-String.
I don't want to bore people either.
Well, then don't read it.
Oh, I just dreadfully insecure at the thought of it falling off and walking around without me noticing it, leaving it totally nude. It was a topless beach. But it provided me with some necessary modesty down there. Modesty, yes. You want to see those old camel toes coming out.
Funny you should mention camel toe.
Yes.
You big fan of the camel toe?
Yeah. Sure.
Who doesn't like the camel toe?
Who doesn't like that? Sure.
I think, again, it depends who's sporting the camel toe.
Well, if it's some 350-pound beast, I mean, it must look
Then it's a herd of camel toe.
Yeah. It looks like the entrance to the Holland Tunnel that was covered by a tarp. Yeah. Who wants to look at that? Get out of here. But if it's some hot chick, Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I was not even aware of camel toe until a couple of years ago.
Really?
I didn't
Where
the
hell have you been?
I didn't know the expression.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know the expression?
No, not until the past few years.
What did you hear? Who finally enlightened you?
I don't know. Probably a bunch of degenerates or a radio show.
You probably hang out at the club one night and the clowns at the bar. I see camel toe. There's Davin inquisitively. Hey, fellow comics, what does that mean?
No,
you want to put a camel toe in?
See, camel toe. Go, wow, there's a petting zoo? Well, no, they had some products to hide the camel toe.
Yes.
What are the products, Joe?
Let's see. They have...
And this is for the lady who you really love, who's really got a camel toe situation.
Yes. The smooth products they have, let's see. You know what? I have the piece of paper.
All right. We don't know what the products are, but the various products that you could put down there to hide the camel toe. One of them looks like a cup, like a guy would wear.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. You're trying to get in your lady's pants. You don't need that type of defense.
Right.
You're going to be confused.
Yes.
If she's wearing a cup, you're thinking, oh, my God, it's a dude.
And the cup is called the Smooth Groove.
The Smooth Groove.
The Smooth Groove.
All right.
Can a girl give herself a yeast infection in peace? Luckily, the marketplace has generously stepped in to help us solve this this conundrum, whatever. The Smooth Groove, an invention out of Britain that looks like a snazzy black and white athletic cup. Smooth Groove's website claims without attribution that a staggering 55% of women, irrespective of age, size, or weight, experience camel toe at some point.
Take camel toe.
Camel toe at one
so point. So now let me ask you a question. You know somebody's got a little camel toe issue.
Yes.
You buying them a camel toe product?
No, I need to get my jollies.
No, but it's somebody, but yeah, but they might be, or maybe they should be aware. It's a bigger girl, it's a situation, no, the office is talking about it. Do you go on the down low to hide that camel toe?
No.
All right.
No, that's what makes part of what makes your day.
So you mock her?
Yeah.
All right, you're an insensitive prick.
I'm not an insensitive prick. I want to see a camel toe.
I think I'd be too shy. Now, how about somebody who has confided in you that they need help with their toe?
Then they need to buy this product. All right. They need to get Smooth
Groove. Probably get them as a sponsor.
But who would come up to me and go, I've got camel toe?
Really? No, you'd notice.
I've got a rod. Goes hand in hand. Camel toe equals rod.
Camel toe equals rod.
Yes.
Oh, right.
At least grandma comes out and looks like a snail walking across the floor.
Now, those products were for women.
Yes.
There's something that has been designed for men, Joe.
Really?
Yeah, you know, we deserve things, too.
We don't have camel toe.
No, we don't have camel toe.
What is it called? Moose claw.
Welcome to Fart Stories.
Very well produced. Yeah. Fart absorbent underwear.
Yes.
Underwear that hides the stink of a fart.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Should win the Nobel Peace Prize.
Really?
Absolutely. How many times do you wish you were wearing them things?
Not very often.
Bullshit. Yeah.
One of the best parts of farting is sharing it with those who you care or don't care about.
Let me tell
about.
You something. You might be on stage. You might be at the supermarket.
If I'm on stage, what do I care?
Yeah, they're stinking up the place anyway. But you really want... Let me tell you something. Fart art underwear?
Fart absorbent. fart art underwear? Fart, what, do you got a Picasso in your pants? What are you talking about?
Fart absorbing underwear. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Okay.
You know?
I think one of them has like charcoal in it or something. There's a couple different types. Yeah. They're like $20 a pair.
Well worth the money.
You think so?
Absolutely.
So I should get you that for Christmas?
Please. That's now wouldn't that be fun to put in a Secret Santa?
That's what I'm saying. These are all things for Secret Santa. That's what this whole thing is for.
Oh God, I would do that just for a goof. Nobody would know it was me.
Of course they would.
Not
observing. It's not like the United Nations sent it to Syria to observe what's going on.
Quite a stink. We need you to investigate.
Where's that stink coming from? Joe's doing his act.
Yes. A product developed in Japan to help those with serious intestinal problems is seeing sales skyrocket thanks to another needy and frankly huge market.
No, wait, hold. Skyrocket? I didn't even know about this.
This is a product with that can help people.
I wonder if it's a public company. You going to invest? Yeah,
business executives with excessive gas. How many of the Japanese people eat? What kind of fart doing business meeting? Lose whole deal.
Okay.
Who the fart?
Okay.
You know, and in Japan, they're called Doist.
It's a pretty new product, isn't it, Joe?
Yes, odor eliminating underwear that promises to magically absorb offensive odors.
Are you surprised that this wasn't invented sooner?
Yes,
it is kind of a genius idea.
It is. I mean, who would think of it? I mean, this is brilliant.
Do you think they work? You know what? That'd be an awesome thing that we have to do at some point. Get some fart absorbing underwear. And get a couple fat guys to fart and get like a hot chick in here to sniff.
That's not a bad idea.
No, it's not a bad idea.
Jot that down.
It's jotted. It's
on the to-do list.
We'll do that.
Devin's done to-do list.
We'll have to do that.
That would be great.
Let me ask you a question, though. Say somebody has like really dirty underwear.
Uh-huh.
You think the fart-absorbent underwear is going to keep that in?
No, because the problem is when you get skid marks, it probably blocks the filter. It's like when you got to clean your oil filter. Think about it. You know, your mechanic will tell you to
clean your
filter.
Can I go to Jiffy Poop?
Yeah. Your mechanic, you got to clean your filter. You got to change your filter. You got to change your filter every time.
Do you have to change the filter on these underwear?
Let's see. I don't know. I don't know how long they last, but I'm sure that you would need to after a while.
Now, I got to say, I'm a little offended that they only make this product for men.
Well, women don't fart.
What are you talking about?
Women don't fart.
Of course they fart.
No, they don't.
Wait, you've never heard a woman fart?
No.
You're full of shit.
Well, then if that was the case, they probably would be. Sometimes listeners write in with their funniest questions. This is not for the sensitive listener. And today, we'll be both quick and dirty.
Why is the only thing you can do in slow motion a fucking burp? Yet you have to read something and it's like off to the races.
Shut up.
No. Pip Helix, where are you?
These are
Pip Helix could have used some fart absorbent underwear tonight.
Also, there are manners of passing gas.
What do you what?
There are manners when passing gas.
What do you mean there's manners?
I will tell you. What's the best way to deal with passing gas? Pretend it didn't happen? A polite excuse me? Bail out of early plans? Please advise. My sister and I have debating on this one. Thank you for writing. First of all, an ounce of prevention is worth an ounce of cure. Certain foods make you gassy.
Hold on. We don't need to read that. Let's discuss what they said.
All righty.
My policy is ignore and deny.
You could do that, but if it's only two people there.
It's the dog.
Well, what if there's no dog?
It's a bad area.
Okay.
It's Jersey. It always smells like that. No, I mean, what? You admitting?
No.
What I remember when I used to take the subway all the time, I used to have something called a little something for the people.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of fart and you keep on walking and the people have to walk behind it. That's terrible.
See, the only thing is if you fart and you try to get away from it, hopefully it doesn't puppy dog you.
Puppy dog you?
Yeah, when it follows you. Sometimes it follows you.
Have you ever farted in the car?
Of course.
No, let me finish, you asshole. You fart in the car. You go out, you run some errands. You come back, and it's still there.
Oh, it's waiting there. Hey, chief, you bring me a soda? Yeah. No, fart, I didn't bring you a soda. Oh, for Christ's sakes. Yeah.
That's terrible, though. I think the heat counteracts with the fart. You ever deny it? Don't blame somebody else? Ever blame, like, a kid or, like, a mute?
A mute?
Well, they can't talk.
They could smell, and they could do sign language.
Yeah, and they just think they're muting, but no, they don't know that, you know.
No, I never farted near a mute. Fart near a mute.
Not things to put on the to-do list.
They do succeed. They tell you if you can hold it in without causing medical distress, then keep it contained until you're in a better place or situation.
What do you mean a better place or a situation?
I guess outside.
It's not a fucking hazmat. You don't have a dump to take it to. You need to take a dump. There's a difference.
Well, that's true. If you can't absolutely contain it, excuse yourself, but do it discreetly. I got a fart. I'll be right back.
Well, I think you do that with family.
Right. I guess. Now, if you just met a girl, you started dating a girl, and you had a fart.
Here's the problem with dating a girl the first time. You need her to leave the room and not come back for a while. We have this power where we can suck a fart back up. The problem is when they sleep over.
Right.
But it causes great stress. And if you have blue balls, then you really got to fart.
Yes.
When it's amazing how that works. Because when you're with the girl and you're heavy petting and you think something's going to happen and it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Now you got a situation. Now your tummy hurts and you got to fart and you can't fart around tire. You can't go, well, it's your fault. You get an assist. You can't. It's all in the ass. Yeah. Nobody cares about the reasons behind it.
Yeah, because at that point, you're really trying to close the deal. And a fart is going to ruin everything.
Ever fart during sex?
No.
I have.
Have you?
I farted during sex.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It wasn't intentional. I guess I was going at it and got knocked out.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Kind of embarrassing. The chick laugh?
I think it might have killed the mood. Sure. There might have been some laughs.
Farted, stupid.
That's a terrible time to fart.
Yeah. Really? Thank you. Really? That's the last place you'd want to fart.
No, well, there's one other place worse.
Where's that?
If a girl's going down on you.
Yeah, that's no place.
Imagine that? You know that's happened to somebody. They're down there doing you a favor. All of a sudden, there's a warm breeze.
Oh, God.
that can't be good.
Oh, God. If your emission is odorless and silent, then you might do well not to call any further attention to the situation. Now, that's kind of like taking a gamble.
What do you mean?
Well, how do you know it's going to be, if it's going to be odorless and silent when you roll it? You got to get
when you roll it, it's not a joint.
I know, but you got to fart and you're taking a gamble. It can either come out, loud
here's
and clear.
Here's the problem. If you hold it and try to release it slowly, it's like you squeeze stuff out of it. You squeeze odor out.
Now, when you're in a car, you could fart, like if I'm with my wife and I'm driving through town, I got a fart.
You turn up the radio.
Well, I don't turn the radio, but I'll be able to, cut the fart and it's through the seat cushions and it quiets it down.
Yeah, but really? You're still going to smell it.
No, I contain it.
Yeah, I'm turning up the radio.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This song stinks.
It certainly does. Really stinks. There's a lot of bass in this song. I felt that in the chair.
I know. It stinks. It really stinks.
This is awful. What do you mean, Gerardo? You don't like Gerardo?
Gerardo.
It's classic early 90s, man. What are you talking about? Come on, it's Winger.
I like this one. If it's too late for discretion, and it's an informal group, you could add a little wit when you excuse yourself, saying something like, please excuse me. In addition to Jupiter and Saturn, it seems I'm another gas giant. I didn't write this.
You read it. It stinks.
Of course it stinks.
That's terrible. Don't do that again.
Yeah.
You ever have a kid pull your finger?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Ever pull anybody's finger?
Yes.
Pretty sure I've done it too.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was funny.
My buddy used to throw his farts. He would be able to...
Was he the fart whisperer?
He was, man. He'd be riding dirt bikes. We're on our way to the dirt track and be in his truck. And he'd like go, he'd cup his fart and throw it. And he could literally throw his farts.
You make him sound like a superhero.
Hey, that's kind of a trick to throw.
So
your
farts. Like if he's across the room, he could cup and throw.
He could cup his fart and throw it at you.
Like a
fireball.
Like a fartball.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
It's genius, though.
This is the most disgusting show we've done in a while.
Yeah, well.
This is disgusting. Who puts this shit together?
We do. It's not like somebody's going to give this stuff to us.
Well, you know, now that we're on a network with Turd Pants, I guess it's appropriate.
Turd Pants. Thank you, Turd Pants.
Thank you, Turd Pants. That discussion was sponsored by Turd Pants.
Wasn't there alternate products to cover the hoof? To cover the...
There was a couple of them, but I don't have them here. I kind of thought you would do that.
Oh, well, I could do it.
Well, I mean, is it going to add anything more to the conversation? If it's not going to add anything more to the conversation, I think we've covered the camel toe, so to speak.
All right. Whatever.
Is there something, if you'd like to add something?
Move on.
Is there a funny product? I know there was the shield.
You got...
Couldn't you just buy her bigger pants?
I guess. So you could buy the cork.
The what?
Don't want camel toe? Put a cork in it. Or the horseshoe.
No, the horseshoe. I see what you're doing. No, I had no idea.
The horseshoe covers both cracks. People have been covering hooves with horseshoes for years. Now cover yours. Comes in petite, large, and the good luck. Then you have the wood, a thin panty shield made of fine veneer. So when a man checks you out, let him know you got wood. That's it.
Okay. Very good.
There you go. Thank you. Got my jollies out.
What? Joe's like, I wrote.
I had it. Yeah.
Idea. Very, very
I
good.
I get an assignment I'd like to carry it through.
Yeah, really? Do you?
Yeah.
How those games work out?
Hey, you want to know something? You're working us like fucking slaves.
Whatever. I gave you a month on it.
A month? And we've been doing... I'm not going to air our dirty laundry. I'm leaving my dirty laundry in the basket.
I'm going to need some fart-absorbent underwear for that. This laundry's going to stink. So I guess we'll touch on this. Then I don't know if we're going to get to it all right now. But the big Australian radio scam.
Yes.
We'll play that. We actually have the scam. We'll talk about that. We'll take a break. We'll do some plugs, and we'll take a break. Then we'll come back. Then we'll come to our scams.
Yeah.
But let's hear this is the actual call. Let me familiarize with it. Kate Middleton is pregnant, but not everybody knew, and she was in a hospital, not feeling well, and some Australian disc jockeys, wacky guys that they were,
DJs,
called up and actually got through to the nurse who was treating Kate. And they got through to her. You would think they wouldn't be able to.
Mm.
So there was an uproar. And then a few days later, the nurse killed herself.
Eey.
And then the DJs got fired. But here's the call. Here's the call. Enjoy this.
We've been handed a phone number, all right? And we have been told that this phone number is the hospital where Kate Middleton is currently staying. Now, before we give it a call, we don't want to cause any trouble.
Yeah.
We don't want to stress her out because she's doing it tough.
The dingo killed your nurse.
I reckon we can maybe get her on the radio tonight.
Look, I don't know. I mean, everybody would be trying.
Well, this is why I thought of a plan. We can't just ring up and go, hi, it's MC and Mel from the Summer 30. Can we chat to Kate? Hang up. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
You are going to be the queen. I'm going to be Prince Charles.
I'm the queen.
Ben and Em, you're involved in this as well. We thought that maybe you could be the royal corgis, if you're okay with that. Yes, exactly.
Sure, we'll pop on in
a bit. Come into the studio. Yeah, I'm going to dial this number.
This is fun. I mean, this is fun.
Yes, yeah.
Is
so
it?
You're going to be the queen?
Hello,
it's all fun
I'm
and games,
all
nurse
stuff.
Stupid.
Prince
no.
Charles over here.
Oh, you're Prince
this.
Charles. I like your ears.
And Ben and Em are going to be the royal corgis. So let's give this hospital a call.
Okay.
And see if we can get Kate Middleton or maybe even Prince Wills on the phone tonight. So the number's going in. Oh, geez, I hope this happens.
Play the English music in the background, assholes.
Hello, good morning. Can you do the
phone off, please? Oh, hello there. Could I please speak to Kate, please, my granddaughter?
Oh, yes. Just hold on now.
Thank you.
Are they putting us through?
Yes.
If this has worked, it's the easiest prank call we've ever made. Your accent sucked, by the way. I just want you to know.
I'm not used to playing old 80-year-olds.
What's this
then? Kate, my darling, are you there?
Good morning, Mum. This is the nurse speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm just after my granddaughter, Kate. I want to see how her little tummy bug is going.
Mummy?
She's sleeping at the moment, and she has had an uneventful night. And sleep is good for her, so as we speak, she's been getting some fluids to rehydrate her, because she was quite dehydrated when she came in. But she's stable at the moment.
Okay, I'll just feed my little corgis then. So when is a good time to come and visit her? Because I'm the queen, so I need a lift down there. Charles!
Mummy, is everything okay?
Charles, when can you take me to the hospital, Charles?
When will it be all right to come down and see her? Maybe in the morning or something, if that's okay.
I would suggest that any time after 9 o'clock would be suitable, because the doctor will be in the morning.
Okay.
And we'll just be getting her freshened up in the morning. I would think any time after 9.
Wonderful. Is Will's still there? Has he gone home? I haven't spoken to him yet.
He went home at about 9:30 probably about 9 o'clock last night.
Okay. Lovely. But they're all okay? Everything's all right?
Yes, she's quite stable at the moment. She hasn't had any retching with me since I've been on duty. And she has been sleeping on and off.
Wonderful.
I think it's difficult sleeping in a strange bed as well.
Yes, of course. It's hardly the palace, is it?
Oh, it's nothing like the palace, is it, Charles? Yeah. And when are you going to walk those bloody corgis?
Mumsy, I'll go and take the dogs outside.
I need to go visit Kate in the morning. My dear, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. She's given us real information.
Mumsy, I think that they believed everything that we just said.
I am the queen. Bow for me. Bow for me.
Bow for you and your terrible accent.
And bow for the person you killed.
Nah.
All right. Let's get into this, because this has been all the rage. Even Sean Hannity had it.
Yeah.
All right. So, if you guys don't know the story, so that was the prank. And then the nurse who you heard, they found her dead.
Was it the nurse or the person that answered the phone?
The nurse. Right. It was the nurse, the one who was given the information. Right. Supposedly a lovely lady. Dead. DJ's fired. Here's the thing. I don't like radio prank calls. I've never liked radio prank calls. I listen to them once in a while. I've had people on other shows I've been affiliated with want to do them. Here's my problem with radio prank calls. I don't like picking on people that don't necessarily deserve it. You know? Like when we do our scammer shit, right. Those are people that deserve it. I don't like taking unsuspecting people. Now, the difference here in the United States is they let them in on the joke. Right. In the United States, if you prank call somebody, you have to tell them that they were on the radio.
Right.
In Australia, you don't have to do that.
Right.
So I guess they don't know. Now, this, you can't really only blame the DJs for this, because it went through all corporate channels.
Right.
And they allowed it to happen. I mean, what do you think?
I think they didn't really do anything wrong. Think about it. It was a harmless prank. They got in. They talked to the nurse. They was speaking to the nurse about her condition and stuff like that. For the simple fact that this woman committed suicide over it is ridiculous. You know, it was a silly prank that got out of hand. They didn't mean any malice. They called up pretending to be the king and queen. They got put through to the nurse,
mm-hmm.
and wound up giving him the information.
Well, Pyrotechnical has a very good point in the chat room. He goes, most radio prank calls on FM radio are fake. That's true. Most of the, like when you hear the Elvis phone taps and
everything. Yeah, they're all pre-recorded.
Even pre-recorded. Like I guess it's like all actors
and
stuff. So they're not even – this was real though.
Yeah.
Do you wish we did that? Do you wish we're calling up people and doing what a lot of radio shows do?
You know what? It was a good prank to do. I'm kind of defending these guys. It was a good prank to do. They call the hospital. They don't screen the calls at the hospital.
Well, see, they do with the receptionist.
The fucking queen is calling. Put the queen.
Well, Kate is there. It is feasible.
I know, but it's like, don't you ask any background?
See, I don't know.
You put it through security.
See, I don't know why the nurse would feel responsible. She's just picking up the phone. She's assuming that this is already screened.
Yeah.
I don't blame the nurse.
She might have caught flack. Maybe they threatened to fire or something like that. Maybe she flipped out.
I get, but here, you know what? If you're going to kill yourself over something like this, chances are you're kind of unstable to begin with.
Yeah.
You exactly. know what? You're not exactly all there.
Yeah.
I mean, people weren't hating on her for it.
No. You know, maybe after the fact, maybe people were.
So you think this, you like this prank? You think it was a good idea?
I think it was a good idea. I really do. I mean, you know, you call, how many times do you call and you've probably been, you know, you can't get through and stuff like that? They got through, they made a call. How many times have people called? You know, Ant used to call the Nixon Library, pretend he was, the Reagan Library, pretend he was Reagan, he got through. He would call, you know, all sorts of places. Your intention is not to have anybody kill themselves.
Well, no, but
your intention
know,
is to see if he get through and just to ask a series of questions.
But now this was not a particularly malicious there's been phone taps or cranks, whatever that we've heard, where people get really upset. I mean, they start screaming and everything. I mean, you're really playing with people's emotions.
Yeah, but like I said, Anthony used to do this bit where he would call up Mom, I'm in porn. Mom, I'm gay. Mom, I'm in jail. You know,
yeah,
I'm in jail.
That's a phone scam.
Okay, that's a phone. And that wasn't pre-tape. That was live stuff when they used to do this.
I understand that. What happens if you say that, Mom, I'm in porn, then bang. Then you hear
because
bang.
Because you don't expect somebody to react in that fashion.
But
you don't expect somebody to kill themselves over it.
If you had a kid, if you had a daughter,
right,
and somebody said, "Hey, mom, hey, dad, I'm in porn." you know what?
But you're not expecting the person to kill themselves. I mean, look,
I wouldn't expect it from this
look,
scam.
When I was in the fence business, you know.
Look at you bragging.
Yeah, I know. When I was with Adam and, you know, Adam was hanging out.
Adam Ferrara.
Rainy day, you know, we would play a game called Let's Call Nettie. And
Joe's mom.
My mom. And I would call up my mom, and I would call up, and I'd be pretending this is Joe's girlfriend. I have a girlfriend, you know, I didn't have a girl. Who's this? And I would call, this is Joe's fiance. And my mother would buy into it, you know. Oh, we're going to have a baby and stuff.
But that's somebody you know.
But you don't expect, you know, you don't expect the person to, you know, kill themselves over.
But you know how your mom's going to react. You're part of the prank. It's your mom. You don't know these people. You don't know what's going on in their life. You don't know the stresses they have.
But you don't. The bit isn't in a context where it's malicious. You're just calling, being a.
Listen,
goofball.
I think the reaction's a little extreme in this case. I'm just saying I don't like them in general. I don't like them at all. I don't think. I mean, it's funny, but it's at somebody else's expense. As somebody who doesn't necessarily deserve it, expense.
Because you wouldn't expect to get through to the hospital saying you're the queen of
England. They said the whole gag was their awful accents. That's what they were. That was their excuse. That was the DJ's excuse. And the accents were pretty awful.
And they probably never expected to pull it off. They probably were just expecting to get laughed off the phone. The simple fact that they called and wow, they got through, you're going to go through with it. If we did something like that, let's say we called the White House. We're going to call Obama. We're going to say this is like the president of Malaysia, and we want to call. And then we
get Walmart having an issue.
Well, and then we call, and we get through, and like we're going to get told to go to hell. And we get through, and we're talking to the president of the United States, as you know. And then the person that passed the call kills themselves. You want to know some of that stuff? You know, you're that stupid to put.
Would you feel guilty?
No,
because you're an insensitive prick.
I'm not an insensitive
prick. I've seen an interview with these two DJs. They are torn up. At least on TV, they are. Mm. They are torn up. They're in tears. And
well,
everything.
I would feel bad, you know, if somebody killed themselves. But they didn't do it maliciously. They didn't do it maliciously.
No, they didn't. But no, and like I said, in their defense, they have corporate. You know, goes through the chains of command. Somebody could have put a stop to this. Do you think they should have been fired?
Yeah.
Really? So now you say you don't think it's a bad idea. You think they should.
That's the chance you take, and it's probably very, especially when this person died. It sounds like I'm, you know, turning.
You're on both sides of this issue here. I mean, if you say it's a good idea and they couldn't have expected the outcome, then why should?
That's the chance you take. That's the chance you take.
But you're saying, well, there's no way this could have happened. But
they have the stigma that somebody died due to one of their pranks. Now, would you have them on your station? Let's say that you had this guy.
The most dangerous Australians from the outback.
You know? I think the latest thing is they're donating $500,000 to the family.
They might want to hold on to their fucking money. They're untouchable right now. We might be seeing them on some of our affiliates real soon.
You'd probably be sitting here next week.
Well, you know what? Why not? Pip Helix can't do it. I'll get the Australian killers.
Let me ask you a question. What would you do if you were the station owner?
If I was a station owner, I probably wouldn't be doing those type of things anyway.
Let's say it happened.
If I'm the station, you as the station owner, you have no choice.
Yeah.
You have to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Because they're untouchable.
Yeah.
I mean, but everybody's gotten rehired Anthony's gotten rehired. Imus has gotten rehired.
Nobody got killed.
You would think they had with some of the outcry.
You know, but nobody got killed. I mean, that's a big thing. Now, you look at it from two perspectives. You have to look at it as the on-air talent. It was a silly bit that you figured would never work. It did. It was ridiculous. You never expected somebody to kill themselves over it. As a station manager, you can't have somebody with a stigma like that anymore. As a DJ, you have to decide whether you want to, you know, whether you want to do this bit or not, and you got to decide, you know, you have to be prepared to take the consequences.
I agree with Pyrotechnical, but here, Pyrotechnical says prank calls appeal to the least common denominator, stupid listeners. Yes, but a lot of times that's what everybody's appealing to.
Yes,
everybody. If you look at entertainment, it's a good point. If you look at entertainment as a whole, it's all going down the shit. Look at Stickham. For instance, and we're happy to be here on Levy Land and Stickham, but you look at Stickham, the most highly rated shows are 17-year-old girls, like, putting on makeup. I mean, it's really, it's catering to a bunch of creeps and leches. It's the lowest common denominator.
And the funny thing about it is a crank call is one of the most childish, funniest things that you will never get old as you get into be an adult. I mean, it's the same thing as ring and run and make a crank phone.
Yes, but yeah, but when you're a kid, not when you're an adult.
And let me tell you something. We used to do, not me personally, but a buddy of mine, we used to get drunk at his house and then we would make random phone calls and we would call up like people and tell them that their daughter's in the hospital.
That's terrible.
Oh, I know. Now that I agree.
Oh, really? You do have a soul.
I do have a soul. That was horrible. Funny when you're drunk, but it was horrible. You feel bad laughing your balls off, but it was a horrible thing to do. Now, that's malicious. What these guys did was not malicious. The intent was not malicious.
I don't think the intent was malicious.
The outcome, you never had a clue in a million years that this would have happened.
But there are, here's the thing, there are malicious phone calls. I mean, prank calls.
Yes.
There are malicious prank calls.
Yeah.
This particular one, I don't think was malicious. They were just getting information.
Yeah.
Which, whatever, you can say whatever you want about it. The radio station has now banned all prank calls. Pyrotechnical. Next week on Davin's Den, prank calls. You see where Pyrotechnical sees where I'm going with this shit. Basically, will you people be okay with it if I call the president and tell him Malia's knocked up? Is that okay, kids? Because I'll fucking do it.
See? Look at that gleam in your
eyes. No, I wouldn't do it. No, I had... You know, when I had my other radio show before Davin's Den, right. I had a team member
right.
who wanted to do crank calls.
Right.
You know this.
Right.
To me, it just never appealed to me. My other partner at the time thought, well, you know, whatever, what can it harm? Now, the good thing is it eats up time. And I will say the Elvis phone taps are usually pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's just not my cup of tea. It's the same thing with me in comedy. I don't pick on people like that are fat or whatever that don't deserve to be picked on. I pick on people that start with me.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. President, I have to inform you that Anthony Cumia has knocked up your daughter. Well, it's the right age, wrong color.
That's true. That's true.
Can you imagine Anthony spite fucks her? Could you imagine Anthony, the new brother, son-in-law, coming to the White House? How awful that would be. And another thing, Mr. President, here's what you're doing wrong with this. I don't want you to tax me.
Yeah, the country's going off a fiscal cliff. Obama would go over a regular cliff.
He banged her one quarter whiteness. So you're saying Anthony's not a full-on racist. It's just a fractional thing.
It's a fractional thing.
Anthony's not even here to defend himself, although I think he'd probably agree.
Yes.
I think Anthony would sleep with the president's daughter out of spite.
Probably.
But not at 14, because Anthony, we like to bust his chops, but he's very savvy about the
legalities. He knows the law.
Anthony knows the law.
He knows the law.
He knows the legalities. All right, let's do this. Let's do some plugs. Only at 70. Apparently Pyrotechnical knows the fucking legalities, too. See, we appeal to the lowest common denominator. A bunch of leches and filthy animals. But we love you for it. Let's do some plugs. Then we'll come back with our African scammers, because there's been a lot has happened with my love.
Busy boy?
I've been a very busy boy. I've been working very hard for you. But let's thank some people that make this nonsense possible. I'd like to thank Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is a dojo for you. Also, school is back in session, so make sure you ask them about programs for the kids. Give them a call to learn more. 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or check them out at smacenters.com. While I'm mentioning Success Martial Arts, on the 19th, we'll be doing a special live show Saturday morning. I think it's going to be on most of our affiliates. And what we were doing is we were doing a board break-a-thon to fight bullying. So for $5 a board, we will break boards for you. We might break our hands.
Yeah, we're going to be breaking the boards over the bullies' heads. That's how we're going to fight bullying.
Speaking of Anthony, African scammers.
Yes.
But yeah, so if you guys want to donate, that'd be awesome. We really want to get a good turnout for this. We're hoping to get some other radio shows. We were talking to Dave from Hate Speech Radio here on Levyland. He might do it. We were talking to Sean from Clusterfuck Radio. He might, they might do it. Watson and Watson might do it. So we're helping to get a bunch of shows. Going to go live. Going to be debauchery. But if you guys want to donate or come out, it's on January 19th at the Spring Valley Success Martial Arts. It's $5 a board. Just hit me up at Davin@davincomedy.com. We will, for that donation, we will shout out or plug whatever you have. So if you're going to be banging a 16-year-old and you want everybody to know it, I'll be happy to tell everybody for it. But anyway, moving on. Board Breakathon. January 19th, fight bullying. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Gencarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with your friends and family. The restaurant has Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. And when you're there, when you go to Francesco's, don't forget to ask them about their comedy shows. Seriously, if you like Italian food and you don't like the Olive Garden, like Joe and I were talking about, or Pizza Hut, talking about those like really nice mom and pop Italian restaurants,
this is the place to go.
Yeah, in New York, New Jersey, Francesco's, it's really good. Also want to thank JamesThomasWebDesign.com, every platform, every browser, every type of social media they have it covered. If you want your website design to make an impression and you want the best technical support, and James is the best, James Thomas Web Design is the company for you.
That's right.
Check them out at JamesThomasWebDesign.com and tell them Davin's then sent you for a special discount. Also, Side Splitting Productions, it's the holiday season. Still time to hire a comic or a Santa Claus. We'll make them fucking bring the bell. We don't give a shit. We have other Santa Claus who are nicer than Joe and aren't the lech that he is. But comedian, DJ, murder mystery, if you do want to have an office party, there's still time. Give me a call at 551-404-3094. We also want to thank our affiliates. Special thank you to Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment Radio. You are listening to us live there. They have a great station. Clutch and Wiggle actually put the board breakathon information on their page. So thank you, Rob from Clutch and Wiggle. Definitely give them some love. Also, Levyland on Stickcam, where a lot of you guys are chatting. We're very happy to be part of Levyland. They've got a bunch of great shows. As you know, you got Bobby Levy. You got Hate Speech Radio. You got The Morning Guy they just got. You got Naughty Bits. A bunch of great shows. Got Watson and Watson. Also, one of our newest affiliates, CyanetRadio.com, based out of Minnesota. We're very happy to be with them. They got Capo and The Rev. Great shows. A bunch of great shows there. TheHitZoneRadio.net. Well, one of our newest affiliates, mostly music and filth like us, and they got Watson.
Music and filth.
No, they got great music.
Music and filth.
Well, they got great music, but and they also have us. They also have us.
So great music and filth.
So we definitely want you to check out the hits on radio.net, playing today's best hits. Wicked Radio, we're on their air from 6:30 to 8 live, and also the full replay on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Also, Hawk Radio carries our replay. Also, you can go to davincomedy.com to get the downloads of the shows. Also, our shows are free on Stitcher.com and iTunes, and now PodAlmighty.com.
PodAlmighty.
Where if you download us, we get paid money.
That's right.
To talk about terrible things. In addition, if you have Android, you can get our QR on the Davin's Den page on davincomedy.com. Joe, quickly, in 1 minute, the shows, and we'll do more later.
Davin mentioned Hate Speech Radio on RevBobLevy.com. Also, the Mick and Tommy Show. Go to my pals Mick Thomas and Tommy Dunseith for a great time. Catch them, MickandTommyShow.wordpress.com. Kerry Edelman Show delves, interviews, and explores into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out our live Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or check her out past shows on blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. The Some Guy Show. Join Jay Sutch and Joe Kearney from The Some Guy Show as they target pop culture and topics of the day. Check them out at hotlatalk.com. The Rain Man and Guy Blow Show. Our pals. Listen to The Rain Man and Guy Blow Show at rainmanguyblow.com. The Crystal Palace of Comedy with news, interviews, and
and original content. Tune in live Thursdays at 9 p.m. and subscribe to the podcast at rainmanguyblow.com. Click their stick cam links while you're there as well.
Bye, Clutch and Wiggle. Keep going, Joe. I'm just getting rid of it's been fun, Clutch and Wiggle. Stay tuned for Personal Tarot with Matt.
The Watson and Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in an Italian family terms, to discuss passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, and passionate, you could still basically have the whole family listen to it. So tune in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WatsonandWatson.com. The Ward and Al Show. Ward and Al are your daily dose of radio popcorn. Monday through Friday, your favorite jackasses talk about news of the day, current trends, topics in pop culture, and interview the stars of today and yesterday. Ward and Al are Toronto comedians Ward Anderson and Allison Dorr, and they're ready to take their lack of chemistry right into your ears. So much fun, you'll think you were masturbating. Listen to
it's funny, it says your ears and masturbating. Masturbating in your ears.
Listen to them at wardandal.com and iTunes. That is all.
And also podalmighty.com.
Pod Almighty.
Pod Almighty.
Pod Almighty.
Son of a. Joe, you got anything shaking? That people can attend? We don't need to run down of all where Santa's going to be.
No, just Rock Gut, December 23rd at 89 North with Almost Journey and 2U. Going to be a big, big night. We're doing it. Actually, band is filming a video that night. We're doing a three-camera shoot that night.
New Year's Eve, I will be at Seven Angels Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut, I think. Definitely check that out. All right, we're going to take a short little breaky-poo. Well, I am very excited to have this next CD to play for you guys. Somebody just bleeped in. We got our pal, Paul Bond.
Yes.
We have a very filthy Triple Xmas CD. Now, here's the cool thing. These are great songs by comedian Paul Bond. Very funny. Most important thing, all the benefits from this CD, all the money that he raises, goes to animal rescue. So it's a really good thing. You can check that. You can get this at paulbond.tv. Again, that's paulbond.tv. And this is Paul Bond's CD, A Very Filthy Triple Xmas. Please stand by while I load CD player.
Please
Joe
stand by.
Has not figured out his computer.
Please stand by. Please stand by.
Please stand by.
Oh, well, we're doing plugs. I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club on September 29th and 30th.
September 29th and 30th?
I mean, December 29th. Sorry, a little slow. December 29th and 30th at McGuire's in Bohemia. Come on out. Please, 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 Mr. Go on top.
Let's go. Let's play. Mm-hmm. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
Riding around the Christmas tree every year, it never stops. Yelling so loud that you can hear, and the neighbors call the cops. Fighting around the Christmas tree, all the screaming is just wrong. Later there's awkward apologies, 'cause we just don't get along. You will get a really mental feeling when you hear voices screaming, let's kill Molly, then deck her brother, cousin Charlie. Fighting around the Christmas tree, not a happy holiday. Everyone's yelling crazily as I make my getaway.
A brand new mistress, 'cause my wife's a bitch. She is constantly breaking balls, spending it all at the mall, and she'll text me if I do not take her calls. Once every year, and just at New Year's time, none of the words are even clear. Are we all out of our minds? One more vodka and lime, my dear.
almost midnight time to get me to really cheer. What the fuck is all my time?
I shaved my balls for my girl Holly.
La 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 la.
So she'll lick 'em like a lolly.
La 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 la.
Maybe next time I'll just wax 'em.
La 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 la.
As they grow back, I'll have to scratch 'em.
La 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 la.
Frosty the Snowman was a code name for this guy. He was selling drugs, okay, cocaine for the people who would buy. Went down to the village to seek new clientele. Like Gallagher said, I don't do the drug, I just like the way it smells. But our friend met a tragic end when one day he was stopped. And after he had made the deal, it turned out to be a cop. Oh, now he's in prison, making love to other men. No, he isn't gay, but he had to pay severely in the end. Humping his rump rump, humping his rump rump, look at the convict go. Humping his rump rump, humping his rump rump, all because of love. I wear panties cause I wear panties cause thongs are such a pain. G-string the tea bags go inside my crack, that drives me insane. Guys are staring cause I'm wearing jeans cut low and tight. Bending over to let my thong show, I wanna get laid tonight. Bagel, spin a dreidel, that's a Jewish staple. And they don't get to celebrate Christmas. We are laughing, they are crying, they get crap for 8 days. And nowhere on Christmas you'll hear Hanukkah,
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 Hanukkah.
Every year you get passed over. Chinese food,
Chinese food,
sets the mood,
sets the mood.
Cause Jews don't have Christmas Day. Hanukkah,
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 Hanukkah.
Being Jewish, it's a pity. Mazel tov,
Mazel tov,
you got robbed.
You got robbed.
Cause Jews don't have Christmas Day.
Look at him laying there. Man. Oh. Cake, the homeless. homeless guy. He's a bum, 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 bum. He lives in his own pee. He's a bum, 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 bum. Oh, man. Rip up his cardboard box. He's a bum, 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 bum. It's fun, give it a try. He's a bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, just to disgrace him, he's a bum, 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 bum. Why do we do it? 'Cause we can. We can. Yeah. Oh, he's got no bathroom. He's a bum, 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 bum. Oh, man. You wipe without tissues. You're a bum, 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 bum. Oh, man. You are your own species. You're a bum, 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 man. Oh, woo. Your clothes smell like feces. You're a bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Hey, here's a dime for you. You bum, 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 bum. Now you go have some fun. Oh, man.
It is time for a prop duel! That is right, prop duel of Davin's Den. We are not tired, we are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave. Sit down, kick back. Up your shoes! Pew! Pew! Okay, okay, put shoes back on, they stink! Okay, so what was I saying? Oh yes, stick around for extra, because we are here at Davin's Den for part 2!
And we are back! You are listening to Davin's Den right before the part Dewey music. You were listening to Paul Bond's Triple Xmas Filthy CD. A lot of horrible holiday songs on there. I don't mean horrible, not as in content, but horrible as in, oh my God, he's brutal.
They cheer me up.
But they're hilarious. They're hilarious. Paul Bond, you definitely got to go check him out if you can. It's a Long Island comic, but he plays all over the country. A lot of stuff in the Northeast, but he's been out in the Midwest of late. You want to definitely go to his website, paulbond.tv, and you definitely want to pick up one of these CDs. They're very good. They're great little stocking stuffers or Secret Santa gifts. And like I said earlier, all the proceeds from this go to help animals. Animal Rescue Paul is very involved with that. So I wholeheartedly recommend this. Hack, hack. So, yeah, so we are back. We were talking about all sorts of interesting stuff beforehand, doing some Santa stuff with Joe, Christmas party, Secret Santas, Australian phone scams, and I said, you know, I kind of came down against phone scams as I do my own African scams. It's been a very very busy for me lately in the great continent of Africa. I've been up to a lot. There's a lot to report, so I'm going to be carrying this part of the show for quite some time, because I think Joe has been somewhat unsuccessful with his love of late.
Yes.
Well, you know. I don't know.
Always and forever.
Can you get a with a smile.
Maybe for Bob's Christmas. You like that? You don't like me with it.
Good enough.
Last song. God damn it.
But this is the early days of you making me a theme song.
Let's go with the volume.
I don't know. Joe, maybe if you could actually do some of the technical shit, I could just go on and you would know how to lower. Oh, you guys heard that first. You're gonna have a song figured out.
I already got Joe Buck on Facebook yelling at me that I should be practicing samples.
Well, you should. All right. So this is last Sunday. We're going back a ways. This is me to my lovely girlfriend Agnes, who we've been together with quite some time. The divorce is coming to an end. Soon the money will flow and I will be with the lovely Agnes. We've had our ups and downs, but I think we're going to make it, Joe.
Mm.
So I go, "Hi, doll. I hope you're well." Oh, wait. I should go where before we left off. I made Pip Helix's dreams come true and me and the lovely Agnes had sex. On the via Facebook
via
chat.
Facebook.
I entered her, things were looking good, and then she said, "I gotta go." I didn't complete. I got blocked by an ocean.
You let her down.
I did not let her down. She let me down. No. I was inside, she was wet, I was in her, and she's like, "Time's running out, I'm on the clock," like she's a fucking hooker. It's terrible, Joe.
Well, essentially.
It's terrible. I was upset by this. Mm. But here we go. "Hi, doll. I hope you're well. Everything is good here. I miss talking with you. I am leaving town next weekend, and I would love to call you. Do you think we can do that? It would mean so much. Hopefully we can chat online soon. Love ya." Then on Monday, I'm talking, "Can I call you on Saturday? I'll be out of town and can finally talk freely." She's like, "Okay, but where are you going on Saturday?" She wants to know. "Performing comedy. Want to come?" "Yeah, where's the venue?"
3,000 miles away.
Pennsylvania. Going away for the weekend. The highlight of the trip will be talking to you. What number will you have on Saturday? Because remember, she's using her friend's phone.
Yes.
So I'd like to talk to her. It'll be probably around 2 or 3 p.m. your time. She's like, "I have to get a SIM card first. We'll get it and give you the number so you can call." Is a SIM card like a phone number? I didn't know what a SIM card was. Did you know?
Yeah, SIM card is what goes, it's a little slot card goes in.
Inside the phone.
Yeah.
Why would she need that, though? I didn't understand. She explains it to me, but if you could explain it.
If you want pictures, if you're taking pictures,
but why
and
stuff would she
like
need
that?
It for me to call her?
That's odd.
Okay,
I don't really know.
Okay, all right. So she says the card provides a number. I don't know.
Something's weird.
So we're gonna talk. I go, "Suddenly, I'm very excited about this weekend." She goes, "That's nice to know. Well, you know, I adore you, so why wouldn't I be excited?" She's like, "Yeah, I know. That's why I love you too." So how you been? She goes, "I'm managing, but there's a little problem." This girl always has problems, Joe.
Really?
99 problems and a bitch ain't one. You know, "What's the problem?" She goes, "I'll be using my friend's phone, and I can't be doing that all the time." It's been a while since she's asked for anything, Joe. What do you think's going to happen?
Money.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it. I go, "I know. Things will get better soon. Either I'll be divorced and have money to send you, or we will get your script finished." Remember, she writes porn with me. "Or you will send those pictures. I asked her for naked pictures." You can get them online, by the way. "Either way, the money will be there soon. It's going to be okay. I'm working very hard on my end to make it that way. At some point soon, we should probably write those scripts again. I hate doing it. It leads to drinking. I'm a recovering alcoholic who's no longer recovering. But you need money, so I guess I need to man up and write some porn with you." She goes, "Okay, I understand, but how can we use it for the meantime and hope things work out this time?" I go, "I don't understand. Use what?" "My friend's phone," she goes. I go, "Sure. Unfortunately, it is so rare we can talk anyway. I'm looking forward to Saturday, though." "Yeah, me too." I go, it's a good thing I no longer sleep, because even if I did, I would not be able to with this type of good news." Mm. I've added a new wrinkle, Joe.
I see that.
I'm having problems sleeping now. One of my many problems. I'm suicidal. I'm an alcoholic. I'm going through divorce. My summer home where my soon-to-be ex-wife and kid were staying got washed away in Hurricane Sandy. I've been banned from New York City clubs.
Right.
There's been a lot of issues, Joe. I've already had one lawyer get rid of me because my friend Chip told her about Agnes. There's been a lot of issues, Joe. Here's another one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So I go, "Wow, but you should at least have some sleep so you don't fall sick." I try not to anymore. The dreams are just too much. They chill me to the bone. I've also had nightmares, Joe.
Mm.
I've had the tremors. She goes, "What do you dream about?" "Hun, don't worry about it. I'm afraid it would just upset you. It is my problem." She goes, "I know, but I want to share your problem with you. I go, I guess. It's just things are going well between us, and my dreams are so bad. She goes, let's have it anyway. All right. Okay. It was so vivid. We were walking on the beach, and the evening. There is a gentle breeze, and the air smells like the ocean. We are holding hands, and you are wearing a yellow sundress, and your hair is blowing in the breeze. You look beautiful. I'm wearing tan slacks and a white button shirt. I get down one knee, and I say, Agnes, you've changed everything. I love you for everything you are and everything you will help me become. You are the essence of beauty inside and outside. Mm. Will you marry me? I then take a four carat princess cut diamond from my pocket. I got money, Jeff. It's engraved with dreams come true. What do you think of this? You like this?
Yeah, nice.
It's romantic, right? Could happen. Mm-hmm. I don't see why it wouldn't. Before you can answer, from out of the ocean appear 50 Agneses. Well, not really. They have your face, but the body is of a dark-skinned man.
A little subliminal hint there, huh?
I don't know. They are reaching for me, trying to get my heart. I shoot them. Apparently I'm Kumia. But every time I shoot them, more take their place. Finally, I shoot myself in the head. As the light leaves my eyes, you lean down to say something to me. I can smell the potato chips you had earlier in the day on your breath. You lean in and whisper, dreams don't come true for foolish Americans. You never had a chance. I never loved you. There will be more like you. So I try to stay awake now.
Right.
What do you think, Joe?
Nice.
You're really great for this. Real. Maybe Pip Hila can fucking phone her stupid ass in here and help this out. Nice, Joe. Really?
Trying to direct people to our show.
Right. As we speak?
Yes.
No. You know what else would also help?
They go to Clutch and Wiggle, right?
We're on Clutch and Wiggle.
All right.
They can certainly go there.
Okie dokie.
That's the affiliate of the hour. Clutch and Wiggle. She goes, wow, I'm getting scared. This is scary, but it's just a dream. I go, I know, but you see why I didn't want to tell you. When I'm awake, I think of lovely Agnes. When I sleep, our love turns death and lies. She goes, wow, I'm getting scared. This is scary, but it's just a dream. I go, I know. It's not the first and it won't be the last. I have no idea what it means. I choose to force myself awake than face the darkness, which is deeper than night behind my eyes where my brain never rests.
Hmm.
She goes, but dreams are not real. Just forget about them. We will pass when we walk. They will pass when we talk. With a smiley face. I go, I know they aren't real, but these are very vivid. I am sure they mean nothing, but they are disturbing. My dreams play on my darkest fears and my greatest insecurities. She goes, sorry about that. Anything I can do to help? I go, nope. I guess don't turn into a monster, LOL. She goes, you love too much that you're taking me into your dreams. I go, how could I love too much? You tell me to dream about you. She goes, nice dreams, but not scary ones, LOL. I go, well, if I could control my dreams, they would be very nice dreams. With my luck, it would be a very good dream. And then you eat my dick, LOL.
Well, that's pretty blunt.
Well, she's a monster, Joe.
Yeah.
It's a good dream, and then my dick's gone. She laughs at that, a little LOL. She thinks that's funny. I mean, I'm glad you think that's funny, LOL. Remind me to make sure you don't have sharp teeth, LOL.
Be gentle.
She goes, you are very funny. I go, you have no idea how funny I am. She goes, okay, tell me a joke. Really? Really? Ugh. She just found out I'm a comic. Really? I go, all right, what do you call a gay dinosaur?
Like a lot of puss.
That's a lesbian dinosaur.
Oh. What?
A megasaurus. I don't really know a lot of jokes.
Yeah, I know that.
You're trying to be funny, as usual. But she goes, ha, 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 LOL. All right, so then I had to answer the phone. I had to do something. I told her somebody was at the door.
Right.
And then I came back, she was gone. On Monday, December 3rd, I get an email, a Facebook from somebody out of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think that might be, Joe?
That might be your first love.
Think that's Flory?
Could be.
Think Flory's coming back?
Could be.
The girl where it all ended horribly in gunshots? Where a big Pippa Pump shot me 6 times full of lead at the compound?
Yes.
For everybody to see?
Yes.
And I screamed and I lay there bleeding. And the next day she goes, where's my money? That one? And
yes.
I called her a disease-infested African scamming whore?
Yes.
You think that one?
Could be.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey.
Did you expect to hear back from Flory?
No, I did not.
She'd written me a couple months ago, as you remember, and then we didn't hear from her again. Monday, December 3rd, Flory's back.
Mm.
Are you awake for this? You're like kind of very chill.
I'm following along.
I know, but there's no questions. There's no...
No, I just...
All right. This show needs the big Pippa Pump. Stupid ass.
Sorry.
Not you. Her. No. Her ass. With fissures. Anyway. Monday, December 3rd. Honey, I'm so sorry for not respond back to you all this while. Honey, please, am into a very serious situation now, please. Am looking forward to...
See spot run. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Agnes is a little better with the English. That Flory, not so much. Am looking forward to ear for you soon. Thanks. I go, what's going on? She goes, thank God you respond to me, honey. Am so sorry for last time. Please, I have been in police custody. All this while, my friend's son died in my house, and police hold me responsible for the death. But now I have been released. Sings on Saturday.
Sings on Saturday?
I think that was supposed to be since.
Oh.
Or she sung and they let her out.
But really, she's concerned about that. You got shot. She can give a shit less.
So it's not really about that. She's back.
Yeah.
She's back. She's back, baby.
She's back.
She's back, baby. She's been, and then this is a new one. Murder charges. Murder charges.
Well, she's going to be needing bail money.
The girl's raising her game. Well, she's out. I go, that's terrible. What happened to him? Why did they hold you in jail? She left under my care for a friend party. So when I woke up from bed, I discovered that he's vomiting blood. I call on my partner. Partner. We rush he to the hospital. After some hour, the doctor told us that Harrison is dead. Ellipsis, really? Am really scared. I don't know what to do now. Honey, am sorry for replying to you late, because there was a big pause. The network is bad here. Please, am using my friend's laptop. I lost my mind. Some bandit turned my apartment down, please. I will respond to you tomorrow. I love you. Bye, honey.
What the fuck?
There was a bandit, Joe. There's been murder and a bandit. It was Jesse James.
Probably stole the vocabulary, too. Holy smokes. God almighty.
This is the girl who writes flower poetry.
Oh.
What do you think of this scam, Joe? Think it's real?
I wonder what she's getting at.
I wonder. We'll certainly find out.
Yes.
I go, that is terrible. Was Harrison sick beforehand? You said you were in your apartment. Did you move out of your mom's house? Does your friend think you did something to Harrison? How old was Harrison? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, so many questions. I'm just trying to get a picture of what the situation is. No, my mom have left back United States. I'm now alone in the house, his 4 years old. All seen to be set up to me, but thank God for everything. But am so scared because her people have tilting me, telling me that there must have me killed.
Really? Maybe she wants to come to the States.
Honey, I don't know what to do right now. Please, I need your help now. Really? Really? You need my help?
Here it comes.
Bitch, I could have been dead.
Now
Big Pippa Pump's in prison, my kids are in an orphanage, and you need my help? Yeah. You've ruined my life. We'll see what I respond. Why didn't you go to the States with your mom? I thought that is what you wanted. So your friends think you did something to Harrison? What did the doctors say Harrison dies from? All right, hold on. Joe, discuss while I check my Facebook. Somebody chimed in. Matt messaged me. What's going on?
This could be. Looks like the nurse left a suicide note in that thing.
A suicide note?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The story about the prank, the nurse that killed herself.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
All right, what was said? I guess we're going to stop this. What was said?
Well, I'm
breaking news!
Just trying to bring it up.
Breaking in. What's in there?
I'm waiting for it to come up.
All right. Joe's computer's online. Please stand by.
Yeah.
This can take an hour and a half.
Yeah, really.
We have high speed, but Joe doesn't.
No. Actually, a brand new computer. By the way, Windows 8 blows.
Pyrotechno's glad Curry's following along. SIM cards basically is the serial number on the phone. Phone number account is linked to the SIM card, not the phone in many countries. Pyrotechnico really is technical. Thank you, Pyrotechnico. Unfortunately, I have to negate my chat room duties when I have to read the content. Usually Joe and Pip discuss and give me time to run everything.
Right.
But that's not happening. Joe, have we pulled that up or shall we move on?
Nah, they didn't say she didn't say much, but she did leave a note.
She didn't say much other than bang?
Well, there was a few details, so we're just waiting for it to come up.
There were a few details.
Bang.
All right. Back to my nonsense. Please stand by. And we're glad Curry's following along. All right. I go, so what your friend thinks... Now I'm right talking like her. So what your friend... Oh, so your friend thinks you did something to Harrison? What did the doctor say Harrison dies from? The doctor says that the boy was poisoned, but I need to go back to the state now.
It's an old TV show.
She needs to go back to the state.
The state. I go, poison from what? Food poisoning. So what do you think happened to him? Actually, I was confused about that. I knows nothing about it. So you have no idea how he could have gotten poisoned? Honestly, I didn't know anything about it. Well, when Flory says honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want? I go, so what do you want to do? Honey, I need to go back to the state, but I have a financial problem now.
Ah, here it comes.
Please, I need your help as of now. Now, before we go on with this, I was talking to my friend who baits these scammers.
Mm-hmm.
And she says a business often picks up around this time of the year right. because they got the holidays to pay for.
Right.
So it's Christmas time.
Ah.
So she might want that. She might be wanting that Christmas present, Joe.
Gotcha.
No, right. I go, I have to think about this. It ended very badly. I got shot and you did not care. I mean, I almost died and all you cared about was the money. Money that it actually sent to you. Actually, Pip paid for it. Mm. Kumi said he was going to. Liar!
What are you gonna do?
We never really asked again for it.
No. When is it going to get back there?
But
all we wanted to do was get back.
Yes, Hurricane Sandy fucking destroyed the compound. Am I that stupid? Had to hook everything on his generators up, and the compound got dismantled. Anthony has heat, but he will not be doing podcasts.
Yes, no, he had to redo all the cords and stuff.
That's fine. Okay. I got money that I actually sent to you. I really need to think about whether I want or even can help you. The way things ended really messed me up. You cursed at me and said terrible things. Honey, please forgive me. I was stupid. I didn't mean to hut you. Forgive me.
Me to what?
Hut you. Hut one, hut two, hut you. I know that I screw up. I go, I understand. I just finally have moved on with my life. Now you're asking me to be involved with you again is a lot. Where in the United States do you want to go? What happens once you go to the United States? I need to think about this. What are you going to do when you get here? Georgia. Then I will look for a job. She wants to go to Georgia.
She's got Georgia on her mind.
I go, why Georgia? What type of job? Now, remember, before, she was studying fashion design. Remember, she was allegedly studying fashion design, a 30-year-old in high school studying fashion design. But ultimately, she was going to go on the road with me, the Three Stooges, Larry Moe, and Carly and Dice Clay, and she was going to open up and dance. That was the original plan that she concocted.
Right, right.
She goes, because that is where my mom is now. Also, when I got to the state, I believe that I will find something good there. I go, if you leave the country, there's a good chance you'll be extradited back to the Benin Republic. You really can't leave until this gets resolved. Do you want me to see if my lawyer, Michael McClinton, can help? Now, Michael McClinton was is the lead singer of the band McClinton, and also the pseudonym for my lawyer. My lawyer actually spoke to somebody on Flory's behalf several months ago, because she wanted $425 for internet. And Michael McClinton decided that we could not pay $425 cash for internet, but we could offer was drachmas. A yak.
And a farm animal to be named later.
Yes. The esteemed Michael McClinton. Esquire.
Esquire.
Yes, honey. I think that's okay with me. All right.
Very well, then.
Okay. Do you have a lawyer in the Benin Republic right now? She goes, yes. I go, what does he say? Why did you contact me, of all people? Because I see that you are a responsible man. I believed, have trust in you. Really? Okay. I see. This is a lot to get a hold of. You broke my heart. You ruined my life. Part of me wants to help you, but a part of me does not trust you. Oh, my God. Why are you saying these, honey? Really?
Really?
Really. Do you not recall what happened between us? Yes, honey. But I am so sorry for what I might have caused you. Please, find it in your heart and forgive me, okay? Honey, I forgive you. I'm afraid of you. Not at all, honey. Why must you be afraid of me? Because I loved you with all of my heart. I almost died. My wife is in jail. My kids are in an orphanage because I fell for you and with your beautiful words. I'm afraid talking might just bring back the old feelings, and I don't know if I could take another heartache again.
You poor thing.
She goes, I know you love me. Please, you have to give me one more chance to prove my love to you. Also, you have to understand that this is the position you need to help me out, okay? I go, it's because I loved you so much that I'm even entertaining this. What is your attorney's name in the Benin Republic? Dr. Gabriel Igodinamka.
Bill for short.
Dr. Gabriel Igodinamka.
Holy smokes.
I go, your attorney's a doctor? She goes, yes. I go, what's the name of the firm? Igodinamka and Associates.
Associates, Inga Bunga Binga Binga Esquire, and associates.
With a business like that, it can't just be one.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Oddly enough, Joseph, there is no Ego Dnyamka and Associates online.
Really?
Yes.
I'm shocked.
I looked. Google cannot find them. Google cannot find a Dr. Gabriel Igodorminka. Whatever the fuck his name is. I'll tell you what, this name kicks ass for Scrabble, though.
Inga, binga, 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 bunga.
I go, do you have a number? I just need to give this to my attorney. If he's even interested in helping. When I mention your name to him, he might just slap me in the face. And I go, I can't find a listing of that firm. She goes, what number, please? The phone number for Michael to call Dr. Igodinamka.
How is that spelled?
E-G-O-D-I-N-N-A-M-K-P-I. E-G-O-D-I-N-N-A-M-K.
You fucking plan a day around spelling that.
I certainly do. I go, are you due back in court? She goes, yes, I have to log out, please. I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, I guess we will talk tomorrow. I'm just kind of shocked by everything.
Mm.
Don't hear from her till Thursday. 3:08 a.m. she thinks a good time to stop by and say hello. I get back to her at 9:12 a.m. She asks me how I'm doing. I go, I've had better days. How are you? She goes, I'm fine. I go, glad to hear it. Please, honey, tell me you have not turned your back on me. I have not. Just having a bit of a rough morning. Please, honey, accept my apologies. I think this is when we got all the fucking shenanigans from that affiliate. I think I was in no mood for this.
Really?
Yeah. She goes, what are you apologizing for? I go, I have make a report to the police concerning the issue that I told you last time. I go, what will you say? What will you say to the police? He goes, about those people saying that they have me killed. I'm so confused. Wait, what? Somebody wants you killed? Yeah, I receive a letter from unknown person saying that he will kill me, but I think police is working on the issue now. Why would somebody want to kill you? I ask. I have ideas.
Mm.
Besides, I told them that I will be traveling to state any moment from now. But why would somebody want you dead? It's because of Harrison's death. I go, are the police protecting you right now? She goes, yeah, they are. I go, good. Honey, please, all I'm asking is for your help. Please, I need to live this country. So funny, Joe.
I need to live this country. Oh, God, she can't spell with this shit.
When that's coming from Joe Curry, you know there's issues. I go, I understand. I think Michael McClinton should call your lawyer before we do anything. You do not want to come here and just get extradited back. You need to go here and talk to them. And I gave her the fucking embassy. I gave her the U.S. Embassy. She's a U.S. citizen, allegedly. Yes. Used to live in Hawaii. She goes, so what are you saying now? I go, I'm saying I can help you, but there are channels you must go through before I can do anything. It's not just as simple as a plane ticket and your troubles are gone. She goes, I told you that I have financial problems. Now please help me with the amount of money I need to buy a laptop of my own and a phone so we would talk to each other again.
Hold it. Let me get this straight. That was her that was saying that?
Yeah, I don't need a laptop and a phone.
But she's about to go to jail and be killed. If somebody's going to kill you and you think they're going to be killing you, are you really worried about a laptop and a phone?
Well, you might want to send out a little suicide Facebook post.
I get
a little status update. Oh man, the man's here. He's going to shoot me.
Yeah.
So what? Are you saying this rings a little phony?
I smell horseshit.
You smell horseshit.
I smell horseshit.
We'll see, Joe. I don't know. I am a little skeptical of Flory. She goes, I need to buy a laptop of my own and a phone so that we will talk to each other again before I start making any other plans. Please, honey, help me. You're all I got for now. Please. Please, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope.
Mm.
I go, I'm trying to get you safe. You must listen to me about going to the embassy. So it seemed like a good idea to do.
Mm-hmm.
As far as talking regularly, I do not know if I wish
to do
that.
I don't want to go to the fucking embassy, stupid.
Talk to the mic.
Why did I ever bring it up? I don't want to go to the asshole. Just give me my phone.
You think she's regretting the murder?
Yes.
You think perhaps that was not the best way to get my attention?
No, now you're trying to just give me the fucking computer and the money and the phone.
I go, as far as talking regularly, I do not know if I wish to do that again. I've been down that lonely road, and now I understand times are getting hard for you, little girl. But I'm a humming and a strumming all over God's world. But now I'm once bitten and twice shy. I combine a little White Snake and Great White.
I see that.
Because she always used to give me this horse shit, this cut and paste horse shit. So I felt like
good American rock music.
What do you think? Was that a nice little touch?
Yeah. That's a good tune.
Stupid's looking up lyrics while I'm dealing with her. I go, are you there? She goes, yeah. You know, I live in Porto Novo, not Cotonou, which is where the embassy is.
Jesus Christ.
I eared everything you have said, but please try to understand my situation. Please ear me out. I don't have anybody to cheer my feelings with.
Cheer my feelings. What an asshole.
Well, at least we know it's a woman. Mm. That is why I'm calling for your help. Please, honey. I know that's been so arrogant and stupid. You know in life we human beings are not that perfect. Speak for yourself.
Neither is your English.
Yeah. Certainly is not. I go, I know that. I said I will try to help you. You need to get to the American embassy. You're an American citizen. They will keep you safe. The police will take care of you. There. Please, honey, I need a little cash to hold up, honey. But as far as us being anything again, it's going to take more than sweet words for me to open my heart to you again. Do you remember what initially led to our falling out? She goes, are you telling me that you are no longer love again? I never thought you'd hurt me. I guess you live and learn. When you're playing with fire, you're bound to get burned.
Yuck.
I've been mistreated. I've been used before. I got kicked in the face, and it's like I'm back for more.
What song is that?
That's a Baby Don't Treat Me Bad by Firehouse. Yeah. Figured you opened for him. You might remember it.
That's funny.
little 80s hairband rock to get us through.
There you go. That's funny.
She goes, I know. That's why I've stepped out of the line. All I'm asking for, please, find a place in heart to forgive me. It won't happen again. I admit that I'm wrong. Honey, let's forget the pass and the T. Or the ED.
The T.
The T. She goes, I go, I have forgiven you. That's why I'm trying to help you. I just don't think I can love you anymore. She goes, I know how you feel, but please just help me the last time. I promise I won't fall out again. I'm written to you with sorrow and tears. Please don't go.
I'm written to you.
I'm written to you.
The past tense.
Yeah. How could I be so stupid? Honey, I still love you with all my heart. Now, she did tell me to go fuck myself and die. She said, fuck you,
right,
Davin.
Now, let's recall that that was about 2 months ago.
More than that. Well, I mean, well, we broke up.
When did
June.
She tell you that?
We broke up in June.
And that's when she told you to go fuck yourself.
Die a lonely bastard.
I gotcha. And read what she just wrote.
I knows how you feel, but please just help me the last time. I promise I won't fall out again. I'm written to you with sorrow and tears. Please don't let go. How could I be so stupid? Honey, I still love you with all my heart.
Now, let's say you were lonely. And one of these lonely people that fall for this stuff. Do you think after that people would buy into that? Go, oh, Jesus, you know.
I think you got to be a really special type of lonely. I mean, in the story, I got shot.
Yeah.
In the story, my ex-wife is now in jail. My kids are in the orphanage. I mean, you had to really fall for this girl.
Yeah.
To want to entertain this again.
You'd have to be in love with her.
Yes.
So in love with her that anything she wanted is not.
And if you were that in love with her, you wouldn't let all these months go without trying to get back in touch with
her. Exactly. So if you were in that love, you would have made a lot of correspondence begging and pleading.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I've been very fortunate, Joe. I mean, originally Agnes was just a rebound girl.
Yeah.
But because she came right afterwards. But fortunately, me and Agnes have found love.
Things are going good.
Things are going good. She goes, I go, Flory, these are just words. I fell for your pretty words before. I forgive you. But to open myself to your seduction again? Well, I just don't know. She goes, honey, I know that you can do it for me. But you don't believe me anymore. I don't know how to explain it to you. How sorry I am. I go, it's not about sorry, stupid. Though it is dubious that you reach out to me when you are in trouble. She goes, honey, I need to get a phone so that we can talk. Well, she didn't say honey.
You got to hand it to us. You don't backpedal. All right. And, yeah,
Christmas is coming, you asshole.
But it's like, yeah, all right, whatever. I need a phone. Look.
She goes, but the problem now is that I don't have the money for it. Yesterday I went to a shopping mall to buy one. I can't afford the amount they told me at the BlackBerry phone price. Hold on, BlackBerry?
Really?
Okay. Price is about 95,000 CFA, which is about $200. Really? $200? And then let me guess, stupid, then I got to pay for your mobile plan again. Haven't we been down this road?
$200. Ugh.
That's what she's telling me. She did the math. Might be the most honest thing she's written to me.
Probably. What is it going right for a BlackBerry? So why don't you get a plan? You probably get the thing for free.
I don't think anybody's buying a BlackBerry anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's primarily for business and horseshit scammers.
For the scammer on the go.
Now, do you think the person that's writing this right now is the same person that was originally...
Oh, yeah.
Really?
This is Flory.
All right.
Yeah, why? You have doubts?
Well, I was just saying that it just sounds like they come back in cold.
No, this is... Remember, this was a real person.
Yeah.
We spoke to her. We woke her up at 3 a.m. repeatedly.
Oh, that's right.
Confused every fucking time.
That's right.
This is a real woman.
Right.
I go, give me a phone number, and I will try and call you this weekend when I have a moment, though I'm not sure what there is to talk about. Make myself a little fucking weekend out of it. I'm away. Honey, I don't have a phone now. I go, what happened to the one you had in your home? I lost mine. I go, it was a house number.
You lose your house?
My house phone not working because I have not paid my bills. I remember that.
Not lying.
I go, you're a mess. She goes, it's not working. I go, how is school going? Not that much good.
Not that much good.
Not that much good.
Not that much good.
Should have taken English instead of fashion design, you asshole.
That's like, how was your, how your set go? Not that much good.
Not that much good. And you know exactly what I meant.
Yeah, right. I remember that. We're on the phone.
I go, why? What's going on? She goes, I told and broke. I need some cash to settle up my bills. Honey, help me for the last time. I promise I won't disappoint you again. Honey, are you there? I go, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, she goes, please talk to me. I go, it's just you always need me for money or to help you. I don't know how healthy this is. Please help. I promise I won't disappoint again. I am trying. Can we please talk about something? I go, I'm trying. Can we please talk about something else? I'm getting a knot in my stomach.
I like Agnes better.
Now, it's funny you should mention Agnes. I really don't know how to do this, but at the same time, while I'm talking to Flory, I was talking to Agnes.
Really?
I was doing double duty scammer duty.
Boy, oh boy.
So we'll get to Agnes. So now the hard part is trying to remember all these fucking stories. Now I kind of empathize with them. How do you keep all the horse shit straight? Yeah.
Somebody, we're going to wind up getting a job with them.
I'd be excellent.
Yeah.
I'd be like the most fascinating scammer ever. Let's see. She goes, I know that you're not happy with what I did, but you have to help me. No, this situation, honey. I go, I don't have to do anything. I may do something. I go, borrow a phone from your partner and I will try to call this weekend. By the way, what are you partners in? She goes, okay. So what is this partnership? Please, can you help me with any amount so that I can get myself some food stuff tomorrow?
Here's the difference between Flory and Agnes. Agnes, she'll go back. She'll make conversation. Flory just doesn't want to hear it.
Well, this is why I've continued with 6 months, going on 6 months with Agnes. I actually enjoy talking to on occasion.
Yeah,
Agnes actually entertains
Flory
me.
Flory just cuts to the point.
Flory's fucking annoying. Here's Flory. Cut and paste the most awful poetry.
Yeah.
And lies and need and need and need. I was creating all the backstory.
Right.
But the good thing about Flory was we could get her on the phone and wake her up at 3 a.m. in Africa. So that was the good thing. But yeah, I never loved Flory the way I love Agnes, Joe.
I kind of like Agnes more.
Yeah.
You know, if this was real, I would tell you, you know, forget Flory.
What do you mean if this is real, Joe? What are you saying?
Gotta prove that. Don't tell me it's real. It's real, man. Yeah, man.
It's all real, Joe. It's all real. So please, can you help me with any money, any amount, so I can get myself some food stuff tomorrow? Fucking starve, stupid.
Yeah.
I don't care. Eat some bark. I go, answer my question. What is this partnership? Sorry, I don't understand what you're talking about. What partnership is that you were asking of? The other day you said you had a partner. Are you asking of her name? Her name and what our partner's in. Is she your girlfriend? She's just a friend. Living room 112, apartment 224C, Chris Avenue, Sokoba, Porta Nova. I'm getting a fucking address.
Holy smokes.
That came easily.
Did you look up the address?
I did not.
Really? That's not like you.
It's not. But again, I was talking to
Flory. Busy.
I was talking to Flory and Agnes.
Right.
You know. I need people to handle this shit for me.
Yes, sir.
I need an empire.
Gotcha.
I go to...
an empire. All hell, Devin.
Exactly. I go, does she share the apartment with you? She goes, yes, just for a couple days. I go, she shared it with you when Harrison died? The incident has happened before she came. Honey, are you there? And I'm talking to Agnes. I go, this is what you wrote me 12 days ago. 12:14 p.m. She left he under my care for a friend party. So when I woke up from bed, I discovered that he's vomiting blood. I call on my partner, We rushed to the hospital after some hour. The doctor told us Harrison is dead. I'm really scared. I don't know what to do now. I go, are you there? She goes, no, honey, you misunderstood me. I didn't know you were talking about Harrison, mother. It's just after the incident happened was when she came to stay with me. Her name is Mabel. But, honey, why all these questions? After all we've been through.
You have a right to know.
Thank you, Joe. Because I'm trying to help you. Because I feel I never knew you. She goes, why? The partner you called on when you woke up, is that Mabel? I go, every time I called you, you had no idea who I was. She goes, no, she's not. I go, who was with you when Harrison died? The people we live in the same building with. You called the person you went to your partner. It's a fucking interrogation.
Mm.
This is like, Joe, why didn't you do this? But Joe, why didn't you do this? It's fucking interrogation. I go,
yeah, yeah, I know the feeling.
And then Flory disappeared. Friday, we hear from Florida.
God, I wish I could do the same shit. Just fucking. Why don't you do? Well, why can't you get gas to go? Where'd you go? Enough of this shit.
Friday. She goes, hello, honey. I go, you disappeared yesterday. She goes, not as you think, honey. I told you that I use a friend's laptop to chat with you. I go, she wouldn't let you say goodbye? Honey, how are you doing today? I am okay, getting ready for a road trip. How are you? She goes, it was network problem, so I can wait.
Now, who's this now?
This is Flory.
Oh, still Flory.
All Flory. I was wrong. I wasn't talking to Agnes on Thursday.
All right.
I can wait.
Kind of miss Agnes.
She'll be back. I got Agnes for you. Right. I'm not fine. I go, what's the matter? The way you sound makes me going crazy. Going crazy. I go, what do you mean? She goes, the questions you are asking me makes me going crazy. If you can't answer them to me, then you have no chance with a lawyer. I am trying to help you. I am totally confused. I asked you what happened with Harrison. There are holes in your story. One moment somebody was living with you when it happened. The next moment she moved in shortly after it happened. This is a big problem. I am no lawyer, but I just play one on Davin's Den. But it makes me think that you are
not. You
didn't
say that, right?
No.
Oh. And I play the lawyer on Davin's Den.
No, that's Joe's job. Excuse me. I am no longer a lawyer, but it makes me think that you are not being honest. I was trying to trip you. I have a bad feeling for you, Flory. Please, honey. I'm still asking for your help. Please do not judge me with my stupid behavior. I'm sorry. I go, I'm not judging you at all. However, with this story you have, you will be judged and you could go to jail or die. I can't help you. My lawyer can't help you. Nobody can help you if you're lying. You need to come clean so that maybe we can save your life and your soul. Oh, by the way, Benin Republic, they all fucking do voodoo there, as it turns out.
Oh, really?
It's the state religion.
It's the voodoo of fucking country.
It is. I read that.
Voodoo is the state.
Yeah, they all dabble in a little bit. Yeah.
Ay, 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 ay.
Yeah. She goes, you said you have forgiven me, but I don't think so. I go, this is not, cap locks yelling, about you and me. This is about what happened to Harrison and your legal troubles. She goes, how could you turn your back on me this way?
Not turning your back.
I go, what are you talking about? I'm trying to help you. Sometimes it's like we speak two different languages. Mm. She goes, I'm sorry. I'm helpless. But now I live everything to God. He knows all. Then call him. I understand, but you do not understand me. She goes, if you really want to help, then go ahead. Do something for me. I really want us to see each other. I go, I'm listening. What do you have in mind? Please help me with $200. I need to get a cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
I promise I won't disappoint again. I go, I thought you wanted to leave the country. It makes no sense to get a cell phone. It makes no sense to get a cell phone there when you hope to be here soon. She goes, I need us to talk on the phone first. Once I confirm the money, I will give you a call. Funny how that works out. If you get a phone, I can call you tomorrow around this time. She goes, I have it today. You'll be the first person I will call. Please, no, you can do it for me. Please, sweetheart. I still love. You know I can't be using another person's phone. It does not make any sense to me. I need my own. Please, do it for me. I'm pleasing you. And pleasing me? Pleasing me at all. Flory, if I help you, if I speak to you, it is not based on love. It is based on human decency. Please stop saying you love me. We both know you really never loved me. Let's just try and be honest this time around, okay? You're saying you love me does not make it real. With all my heart, I do. I was just pretending that I do not.
Well, your heart and wallet.
Love you, always love you, honey. Forget the past. She got the tea this time. I go, we will see. Get a phone and we will talk. Let's see if you can remember who I am this time, okay? He goes, then send me money today and I will get one. I go, not going to happen. borrow a phone and we can talk. I'm going to send you money. I'm not going to send you money again until we talk. Yeah, you don't want to help me. I understand you. Thanks. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, the difference between Flory and Agnes, I like Agnes better. Agnes is a little more banter. She cares a little bit more. Flory, right to
At least
point.
She pretends to.
Yeah.
This one is just money, money, money.
Yeah.
Well, it's Christmas.
Yeah, well.
I go, no, I want to talk to you before I help you. This relationship is not going to be based on money. Let's see if we can be friends and take it from there. Do you think you can go a week without asking for something?
Ah.
And then she's gone for a while. I go, so that's it? No money? Right away you disappear again? Should I be surprised? Why me? Why not the guy you've been seeing since we ended? Then try me this time. Let's what will happen whether I won't ask for another money. Trust me, it's the last time I will ask for money. Don't punish me with
just till next time.
Exactly. Don't punish me with because of my behavior. I have says that I'm always sorry for what have caused you. I go just get a phone and we'll talk.
Get a dictionary too.
Stupid. Get the step and stupid. I go, I do not trust you. If you want to be trusted, you will earn it back. It really depends on how badly you want me in your life. It's up to you. Is okay, forget it. I have tried to let you know how I feel about my behavior last time, seeing that you still went to suffer me because of my attitude. So what exactly are you saying? Please, I need this money. I'm totally down. I go, send me a picture from today with you holding a sign saying you are sorry. I want you in blue jeans and a yellow t-shirt. I want you in the market of Porta Nova. Prove to me that this is real and I'll send them and the money will come. I don't have it now, please.
Time for this shit. That's essentially what? I don't have time for this shit.
I go, I know. If you want to take it, I want you for once in this whole time I've known you to put a little effort in, to show it is not all about what I can do for you, to show you care. Please, I'm getting tired of all this. You seem to be different now to me. You are not helping me. Please, just ahead and do what's on mind, okay? I've told you, I do not love you. I do not trust you. I might help you, but you need to show me, besides words, why I should help you. Begging and please do not cut it with our history, and more importantly, a murder story that has holes that makes you seem guilty. The help is available, but you will earn it.
Yeah, boy, she is earning it.
She goes, should I give you a friend number to call me so that you believe me? I go, I want to talk to you, not a friend. She goes, yes, I will be the one to answer. Fine, we will talk. She gives me a phone number. Now I'm at home. I'm not calling. I'm not making that mistake again.
Yeah.
Last time I did that, she called my wife at 5 a.m. It was terrible. Hello, it's Flory. It's Flory. Who's this? It's Flory. It's Flory. Oh, fuck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we're not doing that again. I go, I can't call now. I'm packing and we'll be traveling. I will try and talk with you tomorrow. She goes, yeah. I go, you want to talk tomorrow? She goes, no, now. But she spelled no wrong.
What is she? How's she spelled?
K-N-O-W. I go, well, that's impossible. Why? Because I'm packing for a trip and we'll be traveling shortly. Got to make money to help my poor ex-girlfriend in the Benin Republic, don't I? Okay, honey, that's okay with me. Glad you approve. So I never got to ask you, what are you thinking when you heard me get shot those months ago? Honey, please, forget it all, okay?
Hold it. That's what she said?
Yeah. That's what she said, Joe. Forget about the shooting. Walk it off, stupid. You're alive, aren't you? What's 6 bullets amongst friends and lovers? Joe, the silence. Say something.
Why would... You got left off when you got shot.
There was a couple... There was a little bit more correspondence, but yeah.
Yeah, but... If she wants anything out of you, wouldn't she see? This is the difference between Flory and
Agnes.
And Agnes, Agnes shows more compassion where Flory doesn't.
Yeah.
And if you're Flory, why you're trying to get back into your heart? Why wouldn't you show concern or have remorse over being so cold,
or at least fake it?
Well, how could you? Yeah. I mean, hypothetically, this is all the truth. Now, you would think that. You would try to work in your... How would you... Why would you gloss over that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I think it's terrible.
She's an idiot.
But, I mean, I think this is a great exercise in contrast between the two, don't you?
Absolutely.
It's kind of funny to see the two of them in this situation.
Like yes.
This. Oh, I have to hit record again. Joe, please talk.
Yes. Be very interesting. I do like the difference between the two of them. But you got more stories on Agnes, right?
Yeah, Joe, don't worry. I got more fun. Are you bored by Flory?
No, I'm intrigued by Flory. How she's so stupid and to the point. Sort of like you.
Really? You don't want to know what I'm thinking most of the time. Trust me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, well. So she tells me to forget it. I go, kind of hard to forget.
How could you forget that? That's ridiculous.
That's what I said to her, Joe. I go, kind of hard to forget getting shot. You heard the gunshots. You heard me scream. What was going through your head? Honey, I'm willing to do anything just to make you feel happy again. Like what? What are you willing to do to make me feel happy as I get ready to go away alone again? What are you going to do? Just tell me one and I will do it for you. I don't know, Flory. I'm all alone. Maybe one day we'll be together. Even if that was the case, it does not feel how I alone I am now.
Yeah.
Hard, I know. Honey, I know you're lonely, but believe me, before 2 or 3 weeks, you will see me in the state. What state is that?
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
Insanity.
It's been so long since I've been with a woman. Yeah, honey, just give me a little time, okay? I'll be with you soon. I go, we will see. She goes, yeah. I go, and how do you think that will be when you are here in the States? She goes, I want you to call me by tomorrow, okay? Yeah, I will send you a message when I'm online and call you. Okay. Is up to you, okay? I do not know. You seem to have a plan in place. What is your plan? Was I even part of it? Yes, yeah, sweetheart. So how do you envision this playing out? Have made my plan to go to the embassy until I hear from you soon. Good. I meant you seem so contrite. How did you envision it going between us once you were in the States? Please, honey, let's see each other first. Of course, I just thought maybe you envisioned it going a certain way. I was wondering how it went is all. Honey, I'm running out of time. Please, we talk tomorrow, okay? These women are always on the fucking clock.
Oh, God almighty.
As you wish. I just wanted a mental escape for a few minutes is all. I love you so much and I miss you. Bye, she says. Bye. And then we have Agnes.
Ah.
Now, this was going on at the same time with Agnes.
Right.
All right. Give me a synopsis of what you've been thinking about Flory while I catch my breath here, Joe.
Well, Flory essentially is just out for the money, and she does an absolutely bad job of scamming.
As opposed to Agnes not being out for the money?
Well, still, Agnes out for the money, but Flory does an absolutely horrible job of scamming. She's too much to the point. She should show a little compassion. If she had any common sense, she can get more, you know.
Now, wasn't she my perfect first scammer?
Yes.
It was really good to get my teeth sharpened on her.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So here's Agnes. Now I think you have a soft spot for the Agnes.
Yeah, actually I do.
Now you feel a little bit for Agnes what I feel towards Agnes.
I got you.
See how that happens.
I'm kind of like looking forward to hearing from her.
It's always nice to hear from Agnes.
Yes.
Although I do have to admit she was online today and I was online. Yeah. I gotta get ready for the show. Like,
typical long-term relationship.
Exactly. She goes, Agnes, I wanted to say I was sorry for going without letting you know. It was beyond my control. The airtime on the phone ran out. Remember, I had to go.
Right.
And then she came back. She wasn't there. I go, but it showed you were still online. Yeah, that's because I couldn't log out. I go, well, at least it was just the phone running out of time and nothing more serious. I stayed up all night and saw the sunrise this morning. It was beautiful. I wish you were with me for it. The only thing more beautiful than a sunrise on a warm day is my Agnes. She goes, aw, that's sweet of you. It's nice to talk to Agnes.
See, now that is what about the money? You know, that's what you would get out
well,
of
she also learned. I kind of put her back in her place like a month ago
right.
when she was getting all money hungry.
Getting all uppity.
Yeah, when she was like getting a little too demanding.
Yeah.
I think she knows she's going to have to milk me a little bit more.
Okay.
I go, so who was at the door which made... She goes, so who was at the door which made you leave to answer? I go, neighbor. He didn't know I was home. He was looking for my wife who was not home. Seemed disappointed. No idea what that was about. Seemed fidgety when he was talking to me. Couldn't look me in the eye. Some people are just strange, I guess.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. But why do you think he was looking for her? Because remember, my ex-wife is my soon-to-be ex-wife, now that the summer home got destroyed, is living here. I go, I have no idea. He didn't say. I didn't even know they talked. Do you think something of it? Since they were not talking, it only means they are pretty much friends, I guess. I go, well, she was gone for a long time, and now because of the storm, she's back temporarily. Yeah, I'm sure they're just friends. You're a very smart lady. Thanks, hon. She loves being called smart.
Mm.
When is the date for the
court? Who doesn't? Yeah, I've been called an asshole enough by you.
Justified.
When you get a compliment, it's nice.
Yeah.
You would think.
She goes, when is the date for the court hearing for the divorce?
Mm.
She's more tactful. It's a reasonable question.
Yeah, because it knows how much, you know, when she might be getting some dough.
But even if it was like a real relationship.
Yeah.
It's a reasonable question.
I mean, I'm even doing that with Mavis, just because I sent her a desperate letter. Where have you been? I miss you. And I just said that the court, my settlement date is coming up and I got my job back and stuff like that. You know, just
Rich is on the upswing. You want
Rich is on the upswing. I'm trying to get it back. I haven't heard from him for 2 weeks.
Well, you know, Richard, I don't think you got my pimp hands. These women, once they get a taste of the old Davin, even when it's Fluffer Davin hanging out with Dice Clay Davin, they come back.
I'm just trying to get her, just trying to bait it with money.
I go, supposed to be in court tomorrow. She goes, okay, best of luck. I go, thanks, not really looking forward to having here what a terrible husband and father I was, but I guess that is part of the deal. She goes, I know you did your best.
Mm.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm. That's right.
Right. You, a little complimentary?
Yeah. Make me feel good.
Right.
I go, well, that really does not matter. They're going to try and destroy me and take it all. She goes, that's when your lawyer must do his job, but it shall be well. I go, I feel more confident in her ability. Have not seen Rosa for a while, which is good. Remember, Rosa was the...
oh, yes, yes.
The Rosa was the receptionist.
Receptionist, yes.
Where she was putting the moves on me.
Mm.
Makes it much more comfortable to go see my lawyer. I just want this ugliness to be finished. I want to start a new life. She goes, yeah, you would have a fresh start. But Rosa was just a fling, which is past. I go, amazed by your grace and your outlook on things. Truly a gift sent from above. We're not going to let a little thing like an imaginary relationship with Rosa get in the way.
Yeah.
We're working on the money, stupid.
We're working on this one.
Hang tight, asshole. Oh, hon, thanks for the compliment. You make me feel superhuman. I go, I speak how I feel. I love you. She goes, I love you more. I go, impossible. Why is that impossible? Because I don't think it's possible to love another person more than I love you. She goes, thanks, hon, for loving me this much. I go, thanks for being so lovable. In less than a week, we will have known each other for 6 months. It's a long time for horseshit.
You're in love. Holy cow.
But that's what I have to do with this one.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to
that's what I have to do with this one.
No, we have to have our moments where this is like a loving relationship
yeah.
before I can unleash more horseshit.
Right.
You know, we have to have upswings in the relationship, Joe. It right. just can't be all gloom and doom and this is going horribly wrong. You know, before I stir up the pot, I have to say there's good soup coming.
Gotcha.
Understand? What's so funny?
Before I stir the pot, I got to say there's good soup coming.
What the hell? She goes, wow, you know. I can't believe it's been that long, how time flies when you're with someone you love. How's your kid doing?
Mm.
She's back in school up here, so she is good. It almost feels normal, but that won't last long. How is Michael doing? That's her son. He's fine. He has gone to a friend's house to play. But why do you say it won't last? I go, I'm glad he's doing well. Well, we are all here in this house right now, so that is normal to her, but that will not continue for long. Oh, okay, but can you get custody? She asks. Genuine concern, Joe.
Mm.
I go, I'll try for joint custody. I will not ask for full custody because she adores her mom, plus I travel a lot.
What a guy.
But my wife... You're an asshole. But my wife will try and see to it that I only get supervised visitation. In either case, it will be quote-unquote... It will not be quote-unquote normal for my daughter. Well, I guess joint custody will be perfect for you. Work and still take care of her. It would be, but I'm not optimistic. It will take a miracle. She goes, then prepare for a miracle because it will happen very soon. You know what? This is the type of chick you want to spend your life with.
Yeah, apparently.
She's hot. She's understanding. If you forget all the bullshit lies I've caught her in. If you've noticed, Joe, after we rebooted my relationship with Agnes, remember that horseshit that
yes.
we did? Things are going well between me and my lady.
Mm.
I go, thanks, hon. I hope you're right. I just know how they're going to portray me and that they will portray me and how they would portray me would not be fit to walk the earth, let alone care for a child. I'm getting stressed. I could really use some scotch right now.
Uh-oh, hitting a bottle, eh?
I'm a failing recovering alcoholic.
Yeah, I see that.
She goes, don't think that would be the best. You have to be in control of yourself. I go, I know. I'm trying. Drinking ultimately makes it worse, but it feels so good, and it does calm the nerves. What else can I do?
I kind of agree with that one.
I channeled my inner Joe. She goes, I think you should try some exercise. Will really help. Before she told me to drink Coca-Cola. So I go, are you calling me fat, LOL? She goes, ha, 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 of course not. It'll take your mind off the alcohol. I go, not if I drink and run, LOL. I could go for a bit of a jog. It's nice out. It was nice. You will fall
asleep. I like the way. Well, you know, it was nice out.
I actually did wind up going for a nice walk.
He's a little good lad.
She goes, you will fall if you drink and run. I go, yeah, but it would be very funny to watch, don't you think? She goes, yeah, well, I go, yeah, alcoholics are hilarious.
Yes, they are.
She goes, LOL. Common ground.
So I ask what her and her friend are doing now. They are watching TV. I go, I don't want to be rude. She's waiting for you. She goes, no, I understand. I'm talking to my love, but she will need to use it quite soon to call her mother. I go, I understand. She's very generous. Hopefully one day soon I can thank her for helping my love and repay her in some way.
Mm.
Yeah, that's very thoughtful of you. I'm thinking of something like that, but I don't have that much. Well, if my wife doesn't get everything she wants and leave me poor, then we can definitely help your friend.
Mm.
Okay, we will have to keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best. I am working on it. If not, then plan B. Hopefully some sun will shine on us in a few days. Could be very good. If not, I'll figure something out. Okay, hon, you have made me quite happy. I go, how did I do that? That you include me in your plans make me happy. Well, you knew that. If it wasn't for you, I would not even be fighting my wife. I just let her take it all. Money means little to me. I understand you need it, so I'm fighting for you and Michael to have a bright future. She goes, thanks, hon, for all you're doing for me. I really appreciate it. I don't know what I would have done without you. I've got her sunk in.
Mm.
You agree?
Yeah.
I go, yeah, you'd be fine. You're a survivor. A beautiful.
I like this. We're like with friends now.
What do you mean?
Well, after with Flory, you know.
Is that too contentious for you, John?
Back with friends.
Back with the horseshit we know.
Yeah.
It's like a warm horseshit bath. It's somehow comforting, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Just sit back in the familiar horseshit. Ah, it's my horseshit. Yes. I love this horseshit.
Yes.
But you forget Flory was comfortable for a while.
Yeah, she's very cold, though.
Well, she's not very emotionally deep.
Yeah, I know.
Not with me.
Not really, like a fucking wading pool. Deep.
I go, you would have been fine. You're a survivor, a beautiful woman with a sharp mind. With or without me, your future is bright. By the way, I thought the picture you created last week of us was beautiful and inspirational. That's when we were having the old sexy time.
Hmm.
Try to bring that up, see what the fuck happened with
sexy
that.
Time.
She goes, thanks, hon. Where's your wife now, hon? No idea. Looking for a job? Spending my money? Sleeping with the cashier from the grocery store? Why do you ask? Just curious, she says. I do have to say, your sense of timing left a lot to be desired last week, LOL. She goes, really? With a smiley face? I go, yes, really? You stopped just as it was getting really good, LOL. She goes, nice to know you were happy. I go, yeah, I was happy. I am happy. I was going to be very happy. And then you were like, gotta go. See ya. That was like a cold shower, LOL. Not nice, my love. She goes, LOL. I go, so you did that on purpose? She goes, well, yeah. Oh, you tease. You were playing me. She goes, ha ha, LOL. What a bitch. I go, man, I'm a dummy. I actually thought you were into it and had to go. She goes, aw. Bitch. I go, were you into it at all? Well, a little bit. But the main idea was to make you happy. Well, I was happy. It was fun. Well, we didn't even get to finish the image, though. Yeah, we'll continue some other time. Well, I don't want to.
I'm going to play now.
Thanks.
I'm going to play now.
I did my homework. What's the problem here?
Jesus Christ.
She goes, well, I don't want to continue if you're not into it. And I definitely don't want to continue if you're going to be a big old tease, I say. Okay, so we continue when we're both into it, okay? I go, that's fine. I might be 90 or dead by then, but sure.
Can only hope.
You're an ass. Ha ha ha. LOL. It will be very soon, she says. Fine, but I am warning you. When it's getting really good, I'm going to stop, and then it'll be you who needs a cold shower. I do this for a living, and that's for people who I don't like. Imagine what's in my head for the woman I love. Ha ha. Okay. LOL. Okay, agreed. I go, you have no idea what you've just done to yourself. We have crappy internet connections in the USA, too. You should have played nice. Well, she goes, well, let's wait and see. I go, well, we will. I shall have my revenge. I put that and I put evil laugh. She goes, ha ha ha, LOL.
Evil laugh, ha ha.
I go, you dare mock great internet sexto? You fool. I will leave you in a puddle of wetness. Your eyes will be so far in the back of your head that you will see yesterday's thoughts. She goes, LOL, but would the divorce end before the middle of the month?
Now she's getting a little Flory on me.
A little Flory on me. Huh? I go, you're a buzzkill. What does the end of the divorce have to do with this? Trying to distract, LOL. Meh, you're no fun. I can't do sexy talk. Can't do silly talk. I think I'm going to go for that jog now. Aw, you were mad at me. I was just playing. Nothing serious. Not mad, just the silliness knocked out of me. She goes, sorry for that. That's all right. Just another way we are different. I like sexy talk and like to be silly sometimes. Not really your thing. It's just how it is. She goes, thanks for understanding me. I go, I do. A serious, non-sexy talking type of gal. Do you think this will really work between us? We are very different people, it seems. She goes, it will. Love conquers all. No, it doesn't. Not if people are very different. Soon they will fight. This much I have learned. What?
Should have been on my vows. Are you shitting me?
She goes, not if they... She goes, not if they both make the effort to accept each other as they are, and love will do the rest. I go, yes, but if people are too different, then they want different things. I love you, but I do worry maybe we are not right for each other. We're both too old to change our ways, nor should we have to. She goes, we're not that much different. I go, in a lot of ways, we are. You are very religious. I'm struggling to find my faith. I like to have sexy talk with the woman I love. You are uncomfortable with it. I like to clown around. You are a very serious lady. How are we the same besides that we both spend way too much time on Facebook and love each other? What common interests do we share? Let's focus on our strong sides and work on our weak sides so our relationship will be stronger, hun. I feel bad already. Turn that frown upside down, stupid. I go, don't feel bad. There's nothing to feel bad about. She goes, I feel I have let you down. I go, no, you have not. It's an observation, not a judgment at all. I've already fallen in love with you, but in my moments of clarity and sobriety, I do wonder if we have enough in common to make this work. Well, I think we do. I go, okay, so what do we have in common? She goes, well, we love each other. We understand each other. She's good.
Mm.
That is true, but what will we do with each other? It's much different when you live with somebody every day than when you chat on Facebook. The things we do here will translate into real life. That's for certain. I go, and how's that? I mean, feelings are real. The feelings are real, really. At least I think they are. In real life, maybe you will think my jokes are annoying, like Joe. Maybe I will hurt you. Maybe I will hurt you, and you do not want to be intimate. I am a normal girl. I like intimacy at some point. Okay, normal. Well, anybody who is with me is definitely not normal, LOL. What happens if I'm not all you hoped I was? I'm going to go out for a run. I'll be back in a little bit. I love you. She goes, talking to you all these months has told me you are all I have hope for. I love you more. Please take care. I'm back. I went for my little run. I want all the best. I want the best for you is all. I said, I want no more heartache for you. Hey, doll, just need to clear my head. Sorry. Don't you ever worry if this is going to work out? She goes, no, because I feel any time I'm with you, maybe when we talk on Saturday, our doubts will be cleared. Maybe. I don't doubt you. I do look forward to hearing your voice. She goes, me too. You look forward to hearing your voice, LOL? Well, speak, silly, LOL. She goes, I mean hearing your voice. I know I was just being silly, kind of my nature. Should know that by now, I guess. She goes, yep, you should. Shame on you. Yeah, hun. But my friend wants to call her mom. Let's continue. Okay. All right, babe. She's back. I go, that was quick. She's a girl of few words. I go, too funny. And what about you? Are you a blabbermouth or a girl of few words, too? She goes, you can say I like to express myself.
Mm.
I go, that is good. You'd be no fun to chat with if you just sat there and said nothing like Joe. So that was that. So that's where I think we should leave off there.
Right.
What do you think?
Alrighty, that's cool.
Leave off there. What do you think of this so far?
Well, I think things are going very well with Agnes. I don't like Flory. I don't.
You don't think she's the girl for me, Joe?
No.
You think I could do better?
Yeah.
You think I should stay with the Agnes?
Well, Flory is very cut to the chase. I mean, she wants the money, and you kind of trapped
her. Now, this is a different approach from Flory, though. Mm. I mean, Flory did put up with my horseshit originally.
You can't do much with Flory. You can't do much with Flory as you're doing with Agnes.
Well, wait a minute, Joe. We did have horrible things on Facebook by Dice Clay.
Yeah.
We did have multiple phone calls. We did have touring with the Three Stooges. We did have gunshots. We did have nasty letters from my ex-wife.
She's tired of your shit.
We also did have a phone call to her attorney. I mean, you know, Joe,
I remember that. I was the attorney.
We did do a lot of things, Joe.
Yeah. Mm.
But right now, she's selling it short.
Mm.
Let's do a little drunks in the news and get the hell out of here. What do you think?
Yes.
All right. So the let me get the music. Stupid. Ugh, my voice is tired. I'm tired of hearing me. Imagine how these people feel. Drunks in the news. Are you going to come over?
Welcome
here? Right, let me
to Drunks
set it up
in the News.
No. All right, and this week's Benjamin Franklin drinking term is concerned. Joe's not fucked up, he's concerned.
I've been concerned a lot lately.
You're a very concerned human being, Joe.
One of the things I've been concerned about.
You certainly are. Now, here's the situation. A couple weeks ago, there's a parade. They have a bunch of Santa Clauses there,
or a Santa Claus there. There's this drunk guy going around telling all the kids that Santa Claus isn't real. They threw him in jail. Just because he's drunk, they threw him in jail for ruining Santa Claus. Now, I posit that it's not the booze that the reason he's telling the kids that Santa's not real. I think he's just an asshole. What do you think, Joe?
I think he's an asshole.
You think he's an asshole?
Yes.
Do you think he should have gone to jail for this?
No. How the hell can he go to jail? He's just stating his opinion. What are you going to put him in jail for?
If you people, well, you people are going to see what I'm looking at. You got to be fucking kidding me. Are you shitting me? Joe has put on his Santa Claus outfit, his getup. If he was going to go to a fucking concert or something, maybe with his little windbreaker on. Joe's got a Santa Claus beard, mustache, his hat, and his glasses because Santa can't see. Now, here's the thing. I really do not know what Santa Claus thinks. I've never been Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. I really don't know what an alcoholic thinks. I've never been an alcoholic. Fortunately, on Davin's Den, we don't have many things. But we do have Joe Curry, who's both a Santa Claus and an alcoholic. Joe is going to argue with himself and see which side is right.
Sit over here. Right in front of the guy.
Yeah, I know, stupid.
Yeah, I know, stupid, too. His name is Joe Curry.
Shut up.
All right, that must be drunk, Joe.
Shut up. You could say there's no Santa Claus, but I believe there's a Santa Claus. Because Santa Claus has to put up with a lot of shit, all right? Santa Claus has got to put up with little kids that pull on your beard. When are we going to... You're going to get me a toy? You're going to get me an iPod? Yes, we're going to get you an iPod. What do you need an iPod? You're 4 years old. There is a Santa Claus, okay? And after being Santa Claus, you do need drinks. You need a lot of drinks. I keep some scotch in my bag, and I drink it while I'm outside on the sleigh day.
Wait a minute. Wait, is Santa and a drunk the same as one?
Yes.
I thought there would be two different points of view.
No. There's one point of view. I'm going with this point of view because the other side stunk the way you wrote it. But anyway.
What do you mean?
Shut up.
You're ruining Zombo.
I'm not ruining Zombo.
Santa sucks.
Shut up. I'll put coal
Who
in your
stocking.
Who
would hire
you? Fuck you.
Who would hire
Shut
you?
Up. You want coal in your stocking? I don't give a care. I don't give a damn.
Coal in my stocking? I can't even put Santa to get a bell on.
Shut up. I get a bell. I'm going to stick the bell in your ass. All right.
That'd be great when I fart. You'd hear it.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
He farts jingle bells.
That's right. But anyway, look, there is a Santa Claus. That's right. A Santa Claus that comes to your house and has to put up with drunk relatives sitting on my lap and a lesbian couple boiling cigarette smoking in my face. There is a Santa Claus. And the Santa Claus needs to drink. So what I'm saying is jingle fucking bells, y'all. See ya.
I thought that would go longer. All right, Joe, basically the Santa Claus you portray is not somebody I'd want in my house. Right. I would have to, like, close my chimney. You're a terrible human being.
Yes.
Are you drunk? Have you ever been drunk on a Santa mission?
Sure, why not?
No, it's a question. I'm serious.
No.
You've never been drunk on...
No.
Why not?
Maybe you want to keep your wits about you.
They offer... Keep your wits about you?
Yeah.
What, in case some Santa shit goes down? What type of Santa shit goes down?
Just believe me, you got to think on your toes, because you're pretty much the only sober one there.
That must be very challenging for you.
Yeah, when I want to join in the fun.
Yeah. Did the drunks ever harass you?
Shit, yeah.
All right, give me a drunken harassing Santa Claus story.
No, hey, Santa Claus, you want a beer? No, I don't want a beer. Why not? Aren't you close? Shut up, or I'll smack you across the head with the fucking beer.
Do the drunk women ever get all frisky?
Oh, yeah.
Give me one of those stories.
That's one of the, you know, they sit on your lap and he grab at you. Why am I talking to Mike?
He
sit in the lap and grab at you. Very sexy.
You like it?
Yeah. Why not? Shit, yeah.
They ever reach in your stocking?
No.
What's that, Santa Claus? Santa has a lump of coal in his pants.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very unmerry Christmas for Mrs. Claus if this is the only candy cane Santa's got.
Yeah.
I make dick jokes out of Santa Claus.
Yeah. You can pull on my candy cane.
What?
You can pull on my candy cane.
You know what you should do with the rot gut?
What?
Since it's right before Santa and you wear a dress?
What?
You should go as Mrs. Claus.
I might go as Santa. I might dress as Santa during a gig.
No, go as Mrs. Claus.
Somebody told me that today.
I did. I know. I was here. I just did it.
No, somebody told me during the day.
What?
That I should go as Mrs. Claus.
So are you going to?
You know how much a Mrs. Claus suit runs?
It's fucking Santa without the beard, unless she's Italian.
You got to get a dress, a Santa dress.
Why?
Because I'm Mrs. Claus, stupid.
Can't you just throw on your Santa thing over a regular dress?
No.
Why?
Because it's not going to work.
There's no way you would fit in a Mrs.
Be the
Claus.
Fucking Bill Blass of the North Pole? No.
I certainly am. There's no way you would fit in a Mrs. Claus dress.
Yeah, that's a point. Maybe we're going to have somebody take it out.
Take it out? And what, shoot it? No. How about they got to... they got to sew two of them together.
Yeah, I guess not. Nah. Mrs. Claus, I don't know. I got to go online and find some Mrs. Claus outfits and see how Mrs. Claus would look.
How much are you willing to spend?
$40.
$40?
Yeah.
It's going to be a skanky Mrs. Claus.
Well, I don't have money to drop on an outfit.
Are you going to worry about your camel toe?
I could use my little camel toe covers.
We should get some. We should. Those should be prizes to give out to
God. I wish we could grab it with those shitty gifts.
That's what the whole point was, giving people ideas.
Yeah, I know. But it's... Drop one of those camel toe covers in there. Yes, Susan from accounting has got a little bit of the toe.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
That'd be so fucking awkward.
Right?
Could you imagine if like the boss fucking noticed? Yeah. Like this is for you. He's like giving some people scarves, some people mittens, and then you get the fucking camel toe thing. And it's your boss. What are you gonna say? God. Well, it's nice he noticed my gash, God. But I guess he's not happy with it.
Oh God, I'd love to do a Secret Santa and just give the most horrible fucking gifts.
Give it to Pippi Alex. It's either from you or me.
Yeah, how our company's not that big.
Could you imagine? Pip Helix goes, that's just what I've been asking for. Mr. Helix was hoping I would cover that toe. Ho, 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 cover the toe.
Ho, 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 cover the toe. Yep. This bit went nowhere.
No, because you didn't do it like I told you to do.
Because the way you did it was ridiculous.
The dualities of Joe.
Oh, P.U.
Really? After the turn you just laid?
Yeah, with the direction I got on that.
So exactly. You need direction. No, you can't do anything.
That wasn't direction. That idea you had was awful.
So why didn't you tell me before we agreed to it?
Because I want to be a team player.
Well, if you think you have a better idea, you can let me know.
Well, that'll be tomorrow, because I do. So.
Well, we're not doing it again. Tomorrow. What are you talking about? There's no show tomorrow. It's Wednesday. No. What are you talking about,
that's
Joe?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
You're an asshole.
Yeah.
Well, this is the last live show.
Yes.
Of 2012.
Yes. We'll
Thank
be,
goodness.
We've got the balls to be back in 2013.
Oh, we got new content.
Rested.
We got new content.
Yes.
On all your affiliates, we got a show for December 18th that was very funny. Then we got some best of, and we'll be back with the board breakathon. So we definitely want you guys to kick in.
Yes, please be there for that. That's going to be really good. That's for a good cause too. So come on.
It's in
out.
Spring Valley. Oh, I want to send out my condolences to Sensei Russ.
Mm.
He just lost his father.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No. He just lost his wife.
Are you really?
Yeah, Joe, that's my joke.
I'm not saying really. I mean, I'm just saying really that life really stinks sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that's a fucking depressing note.
Yeah.
What a horrible way to end a show.
To that bit, I think it lightened it up.
Fucking stinks. This show just came to a screeching halt. Pip Helix, we need you.
Yes.
Who knew we needed Pip Helix? Yeah. She adds nonsense to the show. And an ass with anal fissures. Well, Pip, if you're listening, we want you to feel better. This is going to be the last time I'm going to talk to you live for a while, so I want all you guys to have a Merry Christmas, happy rest of your Hanukkah, happy right. Kwanzaa.
And don't forget Rotgut on the 23rd of December at 89 North. It's going to be one of the biggest nights of the year.
I say nice things, and you fucking plug.
Yeah.
That's what he wants for you people. He don't give a shit about you. I give a nice sentiment, and you just want to plug your stupid gig.
Yes. No, I don't mean it that way.
Yeah, you do.
Believe me, what you said about Sensei Russ, I really, my condolences go out. He really is a really good
guy. I was also wishing our listeners a happy holiday.
Yeah, happy holidays, too. I'm not a big holiday person.
Clearly.
Yeah.
You're not much of a person.
I like Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog's
Why? Because yeah, it's no big deal. You try to find out what this little rat wants, how much more winter we're going to have, and this little rat tells you, and everybody goes nuts.
Maybe you could go dressed up as a groundhog and ruin that holiday for people.
Could be.
Go on everybody's fucking porch at 6 a.m. Ah, same shit. Joe, the groundhog. Now, Joe, I don't want you digging up in the front yard, Joe. Yeah. The client complained they found you in the trash, Joe. That'd be awesome.
Would it?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Or you can go as a leprechaun. You'd look like a good leprechaun. You're big, but...
I wouldn't be. I'd be a shit.
You got the drunk thing.
But you can't be a big leprechaun.
Why?
Because leprechauns are small.
Really? Are they real stupid?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you follow them over the baby. Go over a rainbow. Look at that motherfucker. Keep the gold. Yeah. He's a big asshole. Fuck that. I thought Santa was shitty this year. Now St. Patrick's Day's ruined, too?
Oh, that's funny.
All my creatures suck. These holidays suck. I'm going to be an atheist. I believe in none of this shit. Joe Curry ruined every holiday.
And I'll show up as nobody.
Yourself?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get the fuck out of here. All of our affiliates, thank you. It's been a blast. Check us out on davincomedy.com. Follow me on Twitter at Davin Comedy. Check out the Davin's Den Facebook page and like it, please.
Yeah, check out my Facebook page, Joe Curry or Joe Curry Nation, and follow me at Plankfoot on Twitter.com.
Plank. And what's Pip's Helix? What is she, Pip Helix?
I guess, yeah.
I guess.
What the fuck do I? I'm not Pip Helix. How do I know what it is?
I don't know. She's your friend. Thank you, man. It's a man. Man. Man.
Man.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, keep on listening.